I know, I should have moved this back to 11:30.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now the wheels are rolling, hear the howling winds of war.
If you want to get in there and get a question answered, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And I was going over some things yesterday with the book I was recommending highly to everybody called The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by Ariel Ford. It's got some great tips and it's a great book, The Ideal Clearing Out, to actually get exactly that. Soulmate, Twin Flame. So jump in there and get it. If you want to get a call, if you actually want to get on here and get a couple questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And also, if you would like to do a private session with me, please do so and call me at 740-500-8863, or call me through Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835, or contact me through my webpage, which actually is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now we have some great specials on there, and I recommend that you all take advantage of those situations, because right now, just for a 60-minute session, it only costs you $33.33. Fantastic rates, and they're going to be continuously going on until after the holidays, which actually we got one more left, I think. You know, we got a bunch of them pile up here, Valentine's Day, St. Patty's Day, so we'll just keep going. So give us a call, 740-500-8863, or through Skype, it's 740-601-9835. Also, website. Go to my website. Check it out. It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And see what happens with the situation, because we got some great rates. Like I said, it's $33 for a 60-minute session, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. If you want to take advantage of the one-card reading, which is 15 minutes, that's only $9.99. If you are a person who would like to have a lot of time to work with and maybe do some relationship counseling or life coaching to go with the reading you get, give us a call at, we have a 90-minute to two-hour session, and they're going for only $77.77. So get in there and purchase one of those sessions. If you're a person that you know somebody who might need one, go ahead and purchase one of our gift certificates too as well. And get it done. So I see we got some people in the queue, and we're going to get to you all in there. So let's get down to the situation and look at things. There's also another book out there that helps people work with certain things called The Angels Within Us. It's a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives from the inner plane. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. Check out that book. It's got a lot of certain angels you can actually work with and really dictate the success that you're looking for. All right, let's go on and take some calls. Let's go to our first caller. I'm not really sure. Let's go to... Actually, we're trying to go to area code 904. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
So how are you?
I'm great. This is Sarah from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Hey, didn't you tell me at one time that you actually sent me an email?
I don't think it went through.
I don't think so either, because I was looking for it. I was like, okay, I'm going through this very slowly. I'm not finding anything. And I said, oh, it's probably just a mix-up on something somewhere online. So I just kind of let
it
go.
Journey X-Man.
I don't know if it's one of those things where you got it's psychic, but the X is capital. It's like, so it's like Psychic X Journeyman, one long word.
At live.com,
yeah. Oh, you can send it to the same one, but I have two different ones. There's one with Psychic X Journeyman at live.com, and then I have another one, Psychic X Journeyman at yahoo.com. For some reason, Yahoo ones always come through.
Okay, I'm gonna do it to the Yahoo one, because I did send it, but
Yahoo,
you know,
yeah.
But I didn't get it back either, so I don't know what happened.
It's somewhere in cyberspace, trying to figure out which way it should go, I guess. Oh, no. Sometimes you just, I mean, I've gotten emails. I got this the other day when I was on my phone. I got some texts that came in. Said I had money in my account. I got some direct deposits from work I've been doing. I didn't look at the dates. I just went to the store just spontaneously. I get there and it declined my card. I'm like, what the heck's going on? So I went and looked at the machine, at the ATM machine, looked at it, and I'm like, it keeps saying I don't have nothing in my account. But I said, I just got this text. So I went back and looked at the texts. The text that I got was too late. For some reason, it came through again from 2 weeks prior.
Oh, well, was it for that account that you was waiting on with K-E-E-N?
Oh, with Keen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
you had said they were late, or you called them and they said it was coming, the check's in the mail.
Yeah, pretty much. I was sitting there going over some things going, this is just really crazy. So I was sitting there looking at the thing, and then all of a sudden they all started coming through. But that's happened a couple times where I was sitting there and looked at it, and I'm sitting there going, okay, that was last week. And ever since then, I've actually looked at the dates. So get myself in that situation again.
Right.
Because I was just like going over some things. And it was one of those things where you get frustrated because you're waiting for some money just so you can go to the store and get something that you can splurge on.
Right. You know, like I was waiting on some money. A lady told me she was going to put something in the mail to me on Tuesday. Today is Saturday. It did not come today either. And I really hate to call her and ask her about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually sit there and look at the situations and I just blow it off and say, you know something? They know they were supposed to. And it's like, I can't, I mean, I did this last summer when I was working for the carnival. I talked to my boss and we agreed on a certain price that I was going to get paid per month, per week. And I didn't get paid that the first week I got paid. And, you know, people was like, well, why don't you go tell me about it? And I said, why? I said, last year we did this. Last year he gave me a raise. So he gave me $350 and he would give me $50 out of his pocket. Well, I found out later on what the problem was. He didn't have the freaking balls to tell his freaking wife, who actually did the payroll, that he'd give me a raise.
Okay.
But, you know, but see, the point was, every time I'd walk up to the guy, he knew. He would look at me right in the face. He'd go, I know I owe you money. Okay, so what's the point? What's the point? That's what I told someone. I said, we agreed on this whole thing. We talked about it. He hesitated on the whole thing. And then he came back and said, no, no problem. It should be no problem. And I said, now it's a problem. So I'm sitting there going, why is it a problem? Probably because certain things on his side that he knows. So, I mean, I didn't want to get into all that crap. I just want my money.
Okay.
Especially when you're for the freaking carnival. They're always expecting you to go above and call of duty. And I said, until I get paid what I was supposed to get paid, I don't expect anything above. I said,
you're
I have no
problem. The cruise line.
The what?
The cruise line carnival.
Is that the one? They just had that accident?
I don't think that was it, but the carnival, I thought it operated out of Florida, like Orlando, Port Canaveral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm talking about the carnival as in rides and amusement.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. If I was working for a cruise line, I would have taken advantage of the whole situation and broadcast it from the cruise ship. You know? We'd be sitting there going, from Carnival Cruise Line, it's Psychic X Journeyman and the Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Show. So welcome, and hey, I'd love to have fun with that. Trust me. But I was sitting there looking at the whole thing, and I was just like, I actually thought about approaching him, too, and doing the same thing. I tell the guy I would help him with certain things that were going on, if he could set me up in a nice booth, you know? I said, I would sit there and you know, people seen the advertisings for Block Talk Radio. I mean, it's actually claimed to be the world's largest radio broadcasting on the internet.
Oh, it is.
Mhm.
Okay.
Well, and I was sitting there going over the whole.
I just got close to it, maybe like last May, so I didn't know.
Mhm.
That it was the largest. Okay.
Oh yeah. Also, we're sitting here talking about this one book. We're sitting here telling everybody about this, the Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by Ariel Ford. And we're looking up some things in here, combinations and stuff. And I thought it was pretty good. She's got these little sessions that after each chapter of certain she calls them feelizations. It's a combination of visualization and feeling it too, where she talks about certain things of releasement and letting go of stuff. One here, she's talking about getting rid of any kind of residue from exes by using your imagination. Imagine your ex's car being parked in your driveway. And then you imagine a tow truck coming by and picking it up, taking it away, and then you see the tow truck floating, and it's like the tow truck keeps picking up speed until it's in the air, and then it gets up in the clouds around the North Pole. And then you see what you will see. Is you will see the tow truck driver jump out and parachute out, and then it says you'll know that you'll start feeling something in your hands. You look down; it's a little box with a red button on the top of it, and then she will sit there and say, "Okay, get ready, 3, 2, 1, push the button, boom," and then you'll see the car blow up. The whole thing just blow up in a zillion pieces until it just dissipates, and then you bring your attention back to the driveway, and you notice the driveway; it's got all this oil and stuff, which represents all the residue and stuff that you have from that relationship. So she says, you imagine 4 candles on either side of the driveway, you know, or it could be giant candles, it could be those things that those tiki things.
Uh-huh.
You light them. As you're lighting them, you see these people come in those suits. What do they call those suits? Those AFAS suits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming in to clean up your driveway. And they're coming at the big hugs and that kind of stuff as they're cleaning the whole thing up. And what they're saying is, you notice how you feel as you're letting all this stuff go.
Right.
It's the idea of making room for that significant other. You feel it in your heart. You feel everything that comes along with it. But it's just the idea of making sure that, because I was reading one thing in the book where it was talking about, there's these little affirmations in here, these little sayings that people say. And I saw this one where it was talking about what your job is. I saw this. Every once in a while, I got to catch these things real quick. It was talking about the one I wanted to point out to everybody was the idea. It says, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you.
Sure.
So, what, you know, looking at the situation, say, I love you, so I need you. So get your ass over here. Anyway, you know, but it was like, I was reading this one where it says, the minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you. Not knowing how blind that was, lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. So it's like, look at that one. They're in each other all along. It's a realization. It's not just, we finally met. Nope. This was something that was destined from the beginning of time. So how do you feel about that? It's the idea of looking at the thing. Because we sort of look at people who don't like each other. You see these relationships constantly arguing and fighting and all kinds of good stuff. And they're like, I don't like you. I don't like you. And see what the real truth is. They're spouting these out to each other. But what it really means is these two people, it's not they don't like each other. They don't like themselves. And using the situation of all this residue that we have a tendency to do with the idea of compromising makes us resentful toward other people. And we should be looking at ourselves and say, well, you made the decision to compromise. Now what you need to do is you need to go out there and sit there and look at the situation for what it is. And start really going after what you want to correct the situation. Here was another one, too. It says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it. See, it's always working on yourself in order to get the person that you're destined to be with. You've created these barriers. Even the idea of the way you've been raised and all the situations you've been through. I've heard people say this many times. They'll sit there and get in a relationship, doesn't work out the way they want to. All of a sudden they're denouncing the whole freaking thing. I think I'll take a break from men. Well, you can take a break from men, but I guarantee you, every time you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, there's the problem. So it's not the man. You know, it's like, look at the situation. Why is that man like that? Who cares? Why are you putting up with it? Why are you allowing it? Why are you opening yourself up to it? Why do you keep doing certain things? Why do you think you need to attack him because he attacked you? I mean, it's like, look at the situation. Like we've always said, a negative, two negatives don't make it right. So we're trying to do, what's the right thing to do?
Women don't value themselves.
Oh, dear, you should do my job. You'll find out it's not just women.
Oh, my. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to sit and look at the situation. It's an imbalance within the world, so it can't just be women. You know, men are compromising, too, themselves in the process of getting angry at themselves that they're lashing out at women. So you see that you can trace it down to the root of the thing. It's a lack of self within yourself that creates these problems on the outside. If everybody would just take a look within themselves, things would start ceasing to be in a negative way. You'll start realizing, okay, let's go find yourself. But everybody's got this preconceived thought in their head of, you know, what men are, what women are, when actually the truth is it's you being yourself, taking the male and the female thing off, taking the titles off. It's what it is. Here you go. Take this one. This is, I would tell people before yesterday, I was like reading this book, and I sat there and said, everybody should do this. And tell yourself this over and over again. You were born to be loved, cherished, and adored. Just keep saying it to yourself over and over again. And then say, I love, I love, I love. And then take it one step further and tell yourself, I am love. There's nothing wrong with saying that, because the truth is the truth. Once you see the truth, everybody else will see it too. We were sitting talking about the other day. I was sitting there saying, you are a gift to the world. As long as you keep seeing yourself as that gift, everybody else will too. It also helps you distinguish between the people who do and don't, and understand that you don't have to be with the people who don't appreciate you.
Paula White says, go where you're celebrated, not where you're just tolerated.
Oh, we had this one in here, too. I'm trying to find it as you're sitting here talking about it. When you love life, life loves you. And you look at people out there who hate life. Well, they just keep getting shit after shit, don't they? And it's, you know, when you sit back and observe it all, you see it all coming to them. You don't see them going after it. So there's got to be a definite connection there. Ever since, okay, that's not the one. So see, when you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. Not just today, but tomorrow, and a day after that, and a day after that. Dun, dun, dun. There's got this thing about, you should check out some feng shui, too. It actually has certain sections in your house that are there are certain, it's like this one here. It talks about taking your house and making feng shui. There's certain, there's areas in your house that are set up for certain parts of your life. Like when you walk into your bedroom, it is recommended that, I'll just read this. It's a recommendation that you concentrate your efforts on both these areas, the marriage and relationship corner of your home and the marriage and relationship corner of your bedroom. Which, if I'm not mistaken, when you walk in, let's see, you walk in, and I think it's to the farthest right. It's the idea, it's been said that those areas, you need to cleanse them to keep the energy going, but also keep the energy flowing slowly so it can actually be used to accomplish and manifest what you're trying to do. Let's see, I had one more. That was actually, there's a daily prayer for manifesting your soulmate. It says, God and all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is. Boy, when you say things like that, you just want to say, and we'll be right back after this message. So it's like, might sound crazy, but I was just looking at the whole thing going, you know, it's like, put it out there, see what happens. That's one thing that seems like a lot of people are scared to do. And they sit there and look at themselves going, why is that? Nothing's happening. That's because they ain't doing nothing. What you waiting for? Love is the triumph of imagination over intelligence. I was sort of looking at that one going, ain't that the truth? So what are you doing? You're waiting for something to happen when it could be you allowing yourself to just flow freely. Let's see. Where the heck is that sucker at? There was actually one good one in here. I swear it was. I love that there's one here that says, to love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. The warmth, the fuzziness, you know, that kind of thing. Take action. It says, find the person who will love you because of your differences and not in spite of them. And you will have found a lover for life. Because actually, I was sitting there looking at that whole thing and saying, you know, that's the truth, too. Because when people first get together, they see those things. They're actually really attracted to those things, those differences. And then I think what happens is they, in the process of us being together, we start realizing that like does attract like. And you found that it's a reflection back at you that makes you realize that you also have that trait or thing within yourself. I was there talking to a friend who was like, this one ex-fiance I had, he was so nice. And she was, oh, I was like, she's great. And, but she had a really bad temper. And it came out in the second year. It's almost like a series, right? It came out the second year that I was sitting there going, makes perfect sense, don't it? And people go, why does it make perfect sense? I said, because I have a very bad temper. It was one thing that was in his book. It said, pray with your feet moving. I take this to mean that manifestation is a balancing act between being and doing. When your intuition tells you it's time to relax, release the need to take action and just be. That's true, because I see people call me up and go, just saw my ex-boyfriend, what should I do? What makes you think you have to do anything? What's it tell you? What's your intuition say? Nothing. Well, maybe why it doesn't say nothing is because you're not supposed to do nothing. Did you actually cross paths with that guy? No, he was across the room. I said, then you didn't cross paths, you just saw him. They go, really? I said, yeah, if he would have crossed your path, there would have been instructions on what to do, I guarantee you. But since he didn't, it's also telling you where he needs to stay, afar, distant. He's reminding you where you don't want to be because you're far away. You know, if you were supposed to be with him, I think you would have crossed paths when you actually would have spoken, not just saw him. I think the reason people see like that, it's like a realization of saying, okay, I just saw my ex-boyfriend. I think I still love him. Of course you do. You're a loving, caring person. Sounds normal to me. So what's the problem? She goes, well, what should I do? What makes you think you should do anything? It's just a realization that you are a loving, caring person, so you love everybody. You just realize you still loved him, but you also have to take it one step further and go, it don't work. That's why I moved on. And that's what you're still continuing to do. Because you're not crossing paths with him. You were on a move that day. It was just part of the scenery. But you're thinking that you have to do something. And then it says, and when you're inspired to take action, go full out. It's almost like saying when you follow your heart and you listen to your intuition, you always have the answers on what you should do. And we should understand that. And say, okay, because my friend the other day was talking about that all these things. She said, this guy, he should have called by now. And I said, what makes you think that? She goes, well, we used to talk all the time. Okay, I still don't understand the question. He should call me. Why should he call you? Well, you know, we love each other. Okay, I still don't understand the question. Why should he call you? See, you're putting expectations on it of what you would do. So it doesn't make sense to you. But when you put it in the perspective and you put it in the right context and you say, well, he is doing something and you're not crossing paths at this moment. So the ideal, the situation, people existed a long time ago, I swear to you, when before there were phones. And they had to listen to their intuition then. And they crossed paths. We had relationships. We had kids. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. So we know these things happened. We don't need to know, do we? We don't need to know these things happened. We just know they did because we exist. And when you put it in perspective, you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's like a eureka moment. But still, the next day, you'll be—I guarantee you'll be going, he still hasn't called. You know, and I'm sitting there going, what? Did you guys? Did he say he's going to call you? No. Then what makes you think he's going to call you? Well, he should. I don't think it's fair. I would call him. Well, that's what you would do. That's the point. That's the thing you would do. And you're putting that expectation of what you would do on what he has not done. See, you're still focusing on one thing that you need to really look and focus on. You're still focusing. Maybe the reason you're not having nothing going on at this moment, because you're focusing on the lack of. So what happened? The universe gave you lack of. Lack of phone calls. Lack of communication. Let's look at the reflection and say, what's reflecting back at that moment? We need to be communicating what? With ourselves. Give yourself a call, you know, and ask yourself, what's up? Why are you fearful? Why are you scary? Because look at the situation. You are definitely making a reaction out of fear. So at that moment, I guarantee the reflection is telling you, you need to go back within yourself and realize that you still have some fears. And maybe when you clear those fears out, not just your fears will be gone, but you'll also be an example to somebody else who may just do the same thing. This is the idea of realizing we do have connections with people. When we have a connection with our soulmate twin flame, it's the idea to help each other out. The only way we can help each other out is to heal ourselves. You've heard the saying, haven't you? Everybody's heard that. I've said this like 1,000 times. I think it's actually in Dorian Virtue's books and a lot of things, where it says when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world. It all begins with you. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Where do we hear that one at? In the Bible, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so what's this New Age stuff? I can't handle it, man, when people say New Age. I'm like, what do you mean New Age? 2,000 yes. years. 2,000 years ago, somebody said these things, man. 5,000 years ago. Actually, if you look at the situation, some of the things I've been finding lately, with they're actually looking at the pyramids now. A lot of people are. A lot of things. I was sitting there trying to get some information and some evidence to prove that Atlanteans could have also influenced Egyptians, because the timeline actually goes closer than we think. They were looking the other day at the Sphinx. The one thing that baffles me about the Sphinx is the Egyptians, every time they make it, when they make the smaller Sphinx, it was always doorways and stuff like that, so there was always two of them. Not one. There was always two. It's almost like I look at the situation and go, is it possible that there may be another Sphinx out there governing the Giza Plateau? And then when you sit and look at the situation of just life itself and the relationship to everything and anything, I think some of these things can actually help us realize that everything happens for a reason. And sometimes when things don't happen when we think they do, there's always something that comes to the light that gives us the information and the facts that we need to realize that we're wrong. But to also realize just because you're wrong doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you got the information to correct things that are going on. So, sweetie, what you call in for? I know you called in to add, you had your own little thing that you wanted to do, and I'm sorry if I took it away from there.
I was really calling in to listen more so than ask a question, because my question is still on the career thing. Waiting on some feedback from a recruiter from California for a position here in Jacksonville.
Oh, that drives you crazy.
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder about things. Like, I was in there going over some creditors that were sending me things from Texas. I'm like, why are they sending me Texas stuff? It's a bill that happened here. And they're like, well, you know, we got expenses.
Okay, I have your email address for Yahoo. It's a psychicxjourneyman@yahoo.com, correct? Hello? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened was I lost my Skype connection. That was weird.
Okay.
I was sitting there talking, and see, I get, it's always one of those fearful times when you hear the water drop. Doom, doom. That means you lost your connection. Who comes up with these sound effects, man? Anyway, What I was going to recommend to you before
saying was something about
before we got cut off, I was going to recommend a book for you called The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. These are the angels that are within. This is by a guy named John Randolph Price. There's actually an angel called the Angel of Victory and Triumph. And sometimes when we have this slowness and the slugginess about actually having success in certain situations we're working on, it doesn't hurt to actually, I started looking at these things. And the book itself is really great because each chapter goes over each angel. And also at the end of each chapter, they all have these meditations so you can actually work and connect with these angels. And it's been said that a lot of times what happens is we have negative stuff that we need to let go of so these angels can actually do their jobs because they can only manifest with what you give them.
Amen.
So if you're sitting there saying, my life sucks, the angels go, okay, let's get more stuff you can suck about.
But there are so many people that do not believe in the power of your words and what you're putting in the atmosphere. It's like we're our own victims, you know?
Well, it's kind of funny, too, because it also says that in the Bible, too, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
But, you know, when I say that to people, they look at me like I'm, you know, and I really try to catch myself if I am speaking, you know, negative, which I try not to, but you know, sometimes you don't see the things happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, those thoughts come up, but I try not to speak them out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Angels Within Us by John Randolph Price.
Yep.
Okay.
Like I recommend everybody else, if you go to my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, I actually have a page on that website just for books.
Okay.
So I tell people from time to time, just go to the website, go on the page, and whatever books on there resonate with you, I think what's happening is a message for you. So check them out.
Okay. And
like I said, go to Amazon.com. Sure. What was this one person said? Like $3 and something for shipping and handling. Well, if you get a book for like 10 cents, I don't think that's a problem. Do you?
No.
I actually got this one book by John Randolph Price. I think it was called The Super Beings. And it cost me a penny. So therefore, with shipping and handling, it only cost me $4. That book is originally a freaking $10 book.
Okay.
And then when I got this Ariel Ford book, I think it was actually like $4. And if I'm not mistaken, this book is originally priced at, and where are you? It's using the flop in the middle. I mean, on the when you open the freaking thing up. Let's see. Don't you hate that?
Okay. I might make up a note.
It's not in here.
It
mm-hmm. Let's see if it's on the front.
So getting
here
back
it is.
To your email address.
Yeah, I got this book for like $4, and it's originally $15.
That's exciting.
I'm sorry. I thought so.
No, I'm just saying, really, I mean, shipping and handling, I mean, you're not worrying about your time or gas to drive to go get it. I mean, how much better
exactly.
is that?
Oh, heck yeah, because I was telling my friend, I said, we got GNC over here, which is very expensive. But see, I can also order stuff offline. So it's like having a combination of learning how to use everything at your fingertips, where when I order something and it hasn't come in yet, I just go over there and get a little, you know, small portion of it until it does, back me up and do the whole thing. So it's one of those things, looking at things and say, okay, if you're getting guidance to do something, they're just helping you to get the knowledge, the know-how, the direction, and you can do it all yourself. You know, when I say you do it all yourself, I mean it's actually a collaboration, but still, you have to make the decision to actually accept it. Now, go ahead and say what you were going to say. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, I was typing in your email address, psychic. Capital X Journeyman at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sending that now. But, you know, that's still my main thing. Like on a Friday, this person called me, and the salary was what I call, you know, kind of low, but I told him to go ahead and submit my resume. And then on that Monday, he had his coworker to call me to say that the job was closed, but they reopened it. And the salary had increased $5 more. And I
Whoa.
Was like, yay. You know, which is
That's
like
a good thing.
17-something an hour.
Wow.
So.
Where are you?
Waiting to hear something back from him next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of those things. I just do this from time to time too. I've done this with letters, and when I send things in the mail, or the idea of something I'm focusing on at that moment, I ask God and the angels to speed up the process, to help things fall into place a whole lot quicker. If there's any kind of, if there's anything blocking this whole situation, if I'm doing something, they're doing something, it's just the idea of realizing that I feel like things should go faster, so I ask for that. I've done that with letters, too. It's kind of cool. I'll send money to people, and people go, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, thank you. I'll put a little twist on it. I'll say, okay, angels, could you protect this and get it where it's going to go? If not, just get it there, but could you get it there a couple of days early? And I swear to you, I've had things show up a day early. And people go, how'd you do that? And it's one of those things, just allow it to happen. It'll be okay. you're going to get to a point one day, you're going to stop asking questions. And just say, well, who cares how I did it? Let's keep doing it.
Well, there's something about, you know, what you sow, you shall reap. You know, you got to give to get.
It's like with some of, I think last week we were talking about, if we could just take it one step further and realize the birds, the animals, the earth itself does not reap and sow. It just is. It just allows. And what's amazing is, there's still all their wants, needs, and desires are always fulfilled. Interesting. So let's take a look at the situation and say, we're human beings. We should have a little more, you know, we have free will. So I think we should take that word free and put that free on everything else. Free flow, free love, free financial. You know, my favorite one is, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm financially, independently wealthy. Thank you.
Okay, that's your affirmation.
Yeah. Also, all right. I put things in other things too. Like when I was talking to, I was focusing on relationships. What I would do is I say, I am happy, and then I go, and I am happy and grateful now that I have a wonderful, romantic, whatever you want to put it in a definition, you know, a wonderful, loving, deep loving, committed to each other relationship with, and I used to take mine a little bit further because I actually am focusing on the marriage thing myself. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because that's what I want. That's my outcome. So I said a wonderful relationship marriage with, and I fill in the blank with her name. And then I put down, we are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally. Now, thank you very much. And you're putting it out there. And just sit there and feel it. What would you feel like if that happened just at this moment? What would you feel? I was sitting there trying to use, I was doing this earlier today where I was focusing on, I wonder if you can actually sit there and focus and actually feel somebody. Not just, what I mean by that, not just their energy, but feel the brush of their hair on your shoulder. Feel their skin. Feel the warmth of their hand in your hand. Those kind of things is what we're talking about, feeling the moment. What would be happening? You wouldn't be just staring at the person. Well, maybe you would be staring at the person. They just dropped in your lap that you know, this thing just happened right now. You go, oh. Maybe you would. But see, there's also an emotion with that. It's called shock. And you're going, oh, you're mobilized. What's it feel of like to be mobilized because what you've been focusing on and trying to and you're wanting to manifest just happen right there in front of your eyes? It would be something that would be overpowering and overwhelming, but it's us for, I mean, I think when we do these visualizations and stuff is to prepare ourselves that when it does happen, more likely you'll still feel overwhelmed, but you'll be more prepared that instead of looking at it as threatening, you'll embrace it and it'll be a whole lot better situation for you than looking at somebody and actually taking a deep breath at that moment saying, oh, I knew this was going to happen. So now I take a deep breath because I saw it play out the first time. It wasn't too favorable. There was some things I actually really wanted to say and I didn't because I got caught at the moment. Well, in the process of playing it out in your head, when you get there, you take a deep breath and going, okay, I know what was going to happen. We're going to make sure that I actually say exactly how I feel right now. You know, that when someone looks at you and says, so what's up? Well, this is what's up. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on, and you just express yourself to the fullest. And I've done that before, too. I used to sit there and say, okay, I know what happened in the past with certain situations, and I know for a fact if I would have just took a deep breath, just a deep breath, because I was so overwhelmed, I was holding my breath, you know. Oh, I just sit there and focus and said, no way going to do that. When everything needs to be free-flowing, so even my breath, my air, which when we take a deep breath, it always seems to clear our mind. In the process of clearing our minds, our open, our hearts are wide open. So we don't just see it, we feel it. She's here. She's in my arms. Okay, what's it feel like if she's in your arm? What does it feel like? You would have your arms around her. Now feel her warmth of her arms around you. Feel her cheek on your chest. We can't take it any further because then we're going to go right into the rated X stuff. But but you get the picture. But you get the picture, right?
Yes. Okay, so you're saying I should write out about my job opportunity, you know, kind of like an affirmation with me getting the job, you know, write myself a letter, write God a letter.
Yeah. Whatever you feel, whatever you, because it's like one of those things of saying, okay, what am I prompted to do right now? I want to sit down and write it. I want to sit there and do this. I want to do that. So therefore, just follow through with what's coming to you. Because when you start, it's like, if I'm not mistaken, claircognizance is a psychic ability that when you start hearing thoughts, thoughts and ideals, they're answers to your prayers when you start getting ideals. And inspiration and stuff. So it's like answers and stuff are coming to you all the time. I gotta look that one up. I'm sure that's what it is. I was sitting there looking at the situation. They keep prompting me. I keep seeing numbers all the time. So I sit there and go look at numbers. And I go, oh, okay, let's go see what 904 means, which I think we've done this before. But it says, God and the angels are supporting you as you focus on serving a spiritual purpose in this world. Just the ideal, focusing on exactly what you want and what you feel like you should be doing with your life, could be the idea of focusing on your spiritual purpose, which is going to not just change your life, but everybody you come in contact with. Sometimes I think we should look at those things too. And like when I was watching the movie The Wonderful Life, I mean, I thought that was a great example of making this guy and putting him in a position to see, so he could see what would happen to everybody in his life that he had affected. If he wouldn't have been there, what would have happened to realize the positives, all these positive things that he did in his life, and the process of just going with what he felt like he should do. And then he started realizing that he never gave up anything. His life played out just the way it was, and when he sat there and started being grateful for everything he had, he was right where he was supposed to be at. Interesting, huh?
Uh-huh. Didn't your bio say something about reading for your phone number or your house number or something?
Yes.
Is that like the last four digits of your phone number?
What's that, 904?
Oh, that's just the area code.
Oh, I'm reading the zip codes. Well, no, I'm not reading zip codes. That's your mailing zip code. area code, yeah, I was reading 904. Mine's 740. That's kind of my, now you got me interested. Curious. 704. 740. Now I want to look at 704, too. Mine's 740 area code.
So what does yours mean?
It says, God and the angels are working closely with you on this situation, reassuring you that you're doing the right thing and that it's all, and that all is well.
And what does 904 mean?
Oh, I just read yours, 904.
Oh, so
it's okay.
Say it one more time.
I can do it again. No, I can do it again, yeah. It says, God and the angels are supporting you as you focus on serving a spiritual purpose in this world.
Okay.
Just the ideal of saying amen could be inspirational for, you know, a lot of people to just sit and think and go, okay, maybe I should go to church, you know, things like that. I'm serious. And plus, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 callers. Well, actually, you're the fourth one. You're the fourth one. There was one lady who's been waiting quite a bit, a long time. And I just wanted to sit there and say, because like I said before, I'm still trying to get used to this switchboard. And sometimes I don't know if people want to get on and who doesn't. Because I've actually seen people with question marks next to their name, too, who said, I was just listening. Well, that's not what it says here, you know.
Right.
So we're still working the thing out. And I saw your, I saw you there too, and I was like, oh, I know her.
Right. I don't want to sit.
And we got the email thing corrected too.
Oh, you got it?
I don't know, but there's a lot of popping on this side because of my thing's hooked up to my Yahoo Messenger and my emails. Every time an email comes in there, it's been pretty active for the last 20 minutes. So I'm pretty sure one of those messages is yours. I guess I could. I think I'm pretty sure I did get it.
Okay.
But, definitely keep in touch and hope we have a chance to actually sit down and do a reading here in the near future.
Yeah. When my job opportunity comes through, that's going to be my first investment for myself.
Okay. Well, next week is.
So I am going to do that and just be speaking that into existence.
There you go.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, and I'll continue to listen, okay?
Oh, no problem. I'll put you back on listen mode, put you on back on hold, okay?
All right.
All right. You have a good night.
You are as well.
Let's see. Let's see what happens with the situation. Oh, here we go. All right, let's go on to area code. This is actually a phone number. It's just 1111111. And we're
Hello?
On. Yes, you're on the air. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, wow. Glad you're taking my call. Wonderful.
I'm sorry, did I miss you before?
No, actually, I'm new to the show. I was listening, though. Everything you said was very good. I have a problem with the law of attraction stuff. I think most people do, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been working on that, and I know I have a problem because I guess my default is to go back to miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I have been working on trying to heal myself physically, emotionally, and I think, you know, not to mess with the law of attraction, being honest, I don't think I've been that successful. But
mm-hmm.
I was being more positive and going to keep trying and go with the flow in 2012, all these new energies and everything. And then I was blindsided with some news. I had been sort of coasting along financially, not great, but I was being taken care of. Like I said, just trying to focus on my healing and getting myself together and what's for the next phase of my life. And
mm-hmm.
I've been getting government, you know, assistance. And now they're claiming they paid me too much and they want to take money back. And all this spiritual stuff kind of went out the window and I've been a wreck. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, my emotions are all over the place and I don't know what's, I'm not sure what's happening and what it means. And, you know, it's like everything is being disrupted in my life and my astrology. And so maybe you could give some direction or advice or clarification or whatever might come.
Okay. Now you get the impression with the situation, a lot of things are clearing themselves up as we speak. So, you know, it's like a lot of times we have a tendency to get caught up in the illusion, which I call today, realizing today was created because of how we used to think yesterday. So it's the idea of getting past those beliefs and say, okay, I choose not to believe those anymore no matter what happens. I was telling my friend, she was sitting there talking about certain things too, where it's like, when this so-and-so happens, then I'll be okay. And not realizing at that moment when you say when, you're actually putting a block on yourself, a restriction, because you're basically saying, I can't do it until this happens.
Right.
So what you need to do is look at the situation and go, no, I can do anything I want. If I want $1 million, I could have it right now. It's just I don't know if I can actually deal with that mentally. So it's just the idea of being honest with yourself with the, you know, the manifestations on exactly what you want at this moment, which means not feeding into fear. A lot of people want a lot of money because of the fear of what's going on right now, which they're still feeding into the fear. They need to cut that out, which I know it's not one of those things you can do overnight, and some people can do it overnight, but we're also individuals, too, on how this works with us, how it works for us.
I have more fear of getting money. I've never been able to get money easily. that's a long story, my job history, but yeah, I don't manifest money easily. So when they want to take away, anyway, I don't imagine how I could get $1 million easy or a lot of money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd worry about being ready for it. That wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't be afraid of that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people are, it's amazing. See, I'm trying to distinguish what you are fearful of. It could be some people are fearful of success. Some people are fearful of failing. And the big topper that people don't realize, too, that it something on that level could be something that happens from different days. One day you're scared of success, and one day you're scared of failing.
Hmm.
It's not just a black and white thing where it's, you know, one or the other. It could actually be a mixture of both. But it's also, when you look at those things, it's just a lack within yourself. A lack of belief that you can actually accomplish those things. But it's also a lack of confidence within yourself. And so how can we accomplish getting any kind of confidence? Sometimes it's just the idea of realizing how powerful you really are. Maybe you're just not allowing yourself because the fear of having great money. You feel like you might actually be in a situation where you've been exposed to people who use and abuse people, and they were very wealthy people. Or maybe even the process of getting wealth, of people walking all over people. And
but don't you have to know how to, I mean, do something to get the money?
Well, see, the one thing is putting it out there, realizing that money and prosperity and abundance comes in many avenues. But we all have this preconceived thought, the way we've been raised, you got to have a job to get these things. But because I'm trying to put this in words to people and have them understand it, I've had so many things drop in my lap by not taking any action, but actually disbelieving it's going to happen. Seriously, when I was living in Colorado, it was one of the biggest learning experiences I've ever gone through, because it seemed like what I did was I just focused on me, focused on what I wanted, focused on clearing, you know, all the blockages, changing my attitude, my perception on everything. And then it seemed like the outer world and the process was changing along with that. So everything started getting better, and certain things that I cannot even try to understand, they happened. But they really proved to me that people said, well, you got to have money to get an apartment. Okay, so what would you say if I got an apartment before I had the money? Oh, that's impossible. Okay, I guess I was living an impossible life because it happened to me. I had a friend of mine call on this show. And she goes, if you keep doing readings like you do on the show, no one's ever going to call you to get a reading. I said, oh, okay. So what are you saying? I should get the money back? She goes, what do you mean money back? I said, well, those people that I got readings with that you were listening to on the show, they called after the show and got readings. So should I get the money back? And she was like, oh. So see, we have these preconceived thoughts in our heads that can work against us. Like I was talking before, I don't know if you heard when we were talking about the angel, talking about that book I was telling you before. I think this book is so good because I think it won't just help you. It's one of those books that is so insightful. Some of these techniques you could actually use in every part of your life, not just to get a soulmate, but to get a soul connection to what you need to do, like your life purpose and those kind of things. Because it's always been traced back to a service, and with the service, it's always like a strong spiritual connection with yourself that you find yourself. The more you love yourself, it seems like the more people want to spit and be around you. I don't know if you caught the name of the book at the beginning of the show, but it's called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction.
Mm.
And I've done a lot of study with people, and that's by a lady named Ariel Ford. And I started noticing that people who love what they do have no problem attracting everything that comes along with that. Money comes dropping in their laps, raises certain things, of even reverting. So because, like, what's your situation? I've also seen people, too, that were in the same situation, and someone contacted them and said, well, we paid you too much. So what they did was they started focusing on a scenario, a situation where they would not have to give no money back, that they would actually come up with a glitch in the computer. One particular situation I went through that to this day I was trying to really, okay, you know, maybe I shouldn't really get deeply into it, but it is. There are some things about yourself that you're curious about when they do happen.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Florida, I walked into the motor vehicles and I just said, I'm going to walk into the motor vehicles and I'm going to walk out my driver's license. So I walked in, and That was the thought I had in my head. I thought, this is going to happen. I know it is. So I go up to the lady, and I go up there, and we sit there and talk, and she said, are your license revoked? I said, no. They just expired, and I just haven't had time to get them. And she goes, it's been 3 years. I said, yes, I know. And she goes, well, you sure they're not revoked? I said, no, they're not revoked. I swear, as far as I know, they're not. They're just expired. I just haven't had time to get them. So she said, okay, no problem. She looked at the computer one more time. Looked at me, and she goes, okay, stand up and get your picture taken. And I walked out with my driver's license.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that is great.
Yeah, but see, when I got back to Ohio, I found out my license had to been revoked for 6 years. So how do I get my driver's license? Because I wanted my driver's license. A friend of mine said, I got a cell phone once, and I said, the only thing I could stack it up to was I wanted that cell phone because I remember when I got the thing, I went to, there's this thing on the computer, on the internet called, I think it's called Wirefly, where you can get cell phones and stuff. I went on there, and I said, okay, I'm going to focus. I got my vision board, right? I found a magazine that actually had those blue razors in it, and I found it. Three pictures that I put on my focus board, and I sit there and say, well, now I got to do the action. I said, so I went on the internet, started looking for a place, and found Wirefly, and said, okay, there it is. There's the blue razor. So I applied for it. Now the first time I applied for it, I gave my credit card. They said you've been declined. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? No. So I sit there and say, well, you know, I let it go. That's what I did. I walked back into my freaking room, looked at the picture on my focus board, and said, if I'm supposed to have this phone, I will have it before the end of this week. 2 hours later, I got an email from the same company saying, I said, what are you going to do? Tell me I can't get it again? So I went back in there, popped the freaking thing up, and it says, you've been approved, and you should have your phone in 2 days. And it was just the ideal, being really focusing on my intent at that moment. And I took the energy. I remember the energy and the feeling I had that I felt like I deserved this. I even told myself if I had this cell phone, it would expand my business so much that it would be beneficial not just for me but for everybody else. And I felt good about that. Next thing you know, I get an email that says, hey, guess what? You got a phone coming in 2 days. And I told a friend of mine, I was like, I will be honest with you. Did I get my phone in 2 days? No, I would have if I wouldn't have been on the road. But when I got here, and it was kind of like telling everybody too, when you sit and look at these things, there will be some thoughts that come popping up from your past that will sit and say, are you sure about that? It's probably just a glitch. They sent you the wrong email. They sent the wrong email to the wrong person. I would stop and go, no, it's going to be there. And soon, sure enough, I called my mom up. I remember this too. I called my mom up and I said, I got a cell phone. It's being delivered there. And you have to, since it's coming through Federal Express, there has to be somebody there to sign for it. She says, I'm not going to, she goes, I'll sign for it, but I ain't paying no money. I said, Mom, there's no money. All you got to do is sign for it. She goes, I'm telling you right now, I got no money to pay for a phone. I said, Mom, listen to me. All you got to do is sign. So it took me 4 days to get up here to actually get the phone. But this, I sent it here because it seemed like it was the most, you know, I knew for a fact that when it came here, nobody would mess with it. It'd be okay. So I felt secure about that. Mm-hmm. So I got here, and I checked it all out. And I was sitting there, as I walk up through the door, there was a little hesitation. Because my mom didn't say anything, you know. But then I thought about it. I said, well, hell, it's been 4 days. You know, just ain't on her mind, right? So I hesitated to ask her, but then I got my courage up and said, so where's my phone? and she looked at me, and she goes, oh, it's here on the kitchen table. So I came in here, and there it was. And she said, you're right. All I had to do is sign for it. Told you. So I got the phone out, got the whole thing. And I also noticed one thing, too. I was reading this book by Doreen Virtue, and she has the one with the Healing of the Angels. There's another book, too. I can't remember the name of it off the top of the head. I had it once before where she would use people, when people would say things, she would use that as motivation to prove them wrong. Like if when someone told her she couldn't do something, she would find a way to do it. Where she would sit and say, okay, this person says I can't do this, angels. What do you say? And they would always find a win-win situation. The one she said was she was in college. Because she always likes trying to use examples to people to help them understand it's not the ideal going to a pinball machine and winning it because you focus your thoughts on it. It's bigger than that. Or the ideal going to a gumball machine and say, I want the red one in it, and then the red one comes out. It's the idea of taking a small thing like that to a bigger thing, to realize that the bigger things can be manifested as quick as the small things when you're willing to let down the resistance, to realize that it's that easy. And that's what divine guidance is. Divine guidance comes to you and says, this is what you need to do. And when you're willing to let down the resistance, then it all has a tendency to fall into place. And she put out there, she was going to college to be a psychotherapist. And her teacher told her that she would never get a job as a psychotherapist until she graduated. And she actually ended up getting a job 4 months before she graduated at a hospital as a psychotherapist. So it was one of those things that there's so many ways we can use for motivation to get exactly what we want by proving them wrong, because they're still thinking on a worldly way. And I've done the same thing too. I was just like, you know, people said your credit sucks, man. There's no way you're going to get a real cell phone. I went to the point of saying, I'm going to get me a cell phone, but guess what? I'm not going to pay a dime until the first bill comes along. There won't be no, accuvation fee or anything like that, or shipping and handling. Oh, that's impossible. Oh, really? Want to see the statement? I showed them my credit card statement and I went on the bill they sent me too for the phone, and it was zeros across the board. And it says you will receive your first bill, and it said like 30 days later, and the whole thing. Even to the point where when I did get the cell phone, something told me to call customer service because my first bill was like $400. I'm like, what the? And because I had a preset amount of a minute. And so I went to customer service. She said, what you need to do, sir, is you need to get all the deals you can on those things, plans and all kinds of stuff. Because she said what they'll do is, when you don't do those things, the company will charge you, as much as they can for each one of those minutes until you get yourself on a plan. But once you get on a plan, I can actually go back and redo the whole thing. And she actually ended up knocking that bill down to under $200. And I was like, so okay, let's keep going, you know. I remember this too, that my daughter wanted to get some cell phones for her and her husband, and she asked me, could I do the same thing? So I did. Well, they got rejected to the point where they actually sent her a statement saying she had to have a $1,000 deposit. And I said, I said, why don't you give me your husband's information, and we'll see what happens there. And I noticed the difference between the two of them. She wasn't too sure she wanted it. But she started talking about the bill and, you know, can we really do this? And she started doubting a lot of things. But when I sit and talk to him, he had this attitude like, ooh, yeah, that'd be great. And he was just happy, happy, happy. Just the idea of someone actually taking the chance to get him these cell phones, right? And when I used his name, they got approved.
Wow.
You know, so it's definitely, it seems like it's really connected to emotions and what we feel and we know.
Well, how do you break through the resistance? Or maybe you don't even know if you have resistance.
Resistance.
I've been working on, visualizing and trying to create certain things, and I don't think they've happened.
Well, sometimes with the resistance, it's simply just the idea of hesitation or doing something. And I think with the situation you're talking about, it's just the idea of looking at things and... We used to do this one technique where we would sit there and go through the affirmations. And as you go through the affirmations, it's like pay attention to certain words that you have a tendency to get hung up on. This will actually help you trace it back to a source and say, okay, why would I have any kind of hesitations on getting something that's going to make such a big difference in my life? Well, sometimes it's simply just going within yourself and asking this. I always say go within yourself on everything you do. It's to realize, okay, like I did with the cell phone, the one thing I did notice that I would do, that I would have hesitation, and then I would stop and say, no, I would love to have this. I would love, or there has to be an easier way. My mind's open up to an easier way. We had a situation, I remember this one time we were driving down the road and my ex-fiance was worrying about gas. I said, don't worry about gas. No problem. We'll get there. I know we will. It was all of a sudden we had a flat tire. And I was like, okay, no sense to worry about the gas now. We got a flat tire. So I sit there and I started looking at the tire, and I realized we had no spare, but we have a flat. So I cleared my mind. So what I do is I stop and so we're not going to feed any kind of fear, because fear is going to do nothing but make us end up walking back. And I said, I know there's an easier way. I just know there's an easier way of dealing with this whole thing. So I said, something just told me to like listen to your intuition to help you manifest these things too. We walked back down to a carryout, and I said, okay, for some reason I feel like we should go back to this carryout. I know it's Sunday, but they say keep walking back there, and sure enough, it was open. Everybody's like, you sure it's open? You know something? I'm not going to worry about this. I've been told to do something. I'm going to follow through with it and see what happens. Because I know for a fact that every time I do that, everything gets better. So we're going to do this. She goes, okay, fine. So we went down to the carryout. And we were sitting there talking about it. And I always tell people, too, you know, in the process of manifestation, tell people what you're trying to do. Don't focus on the gossip of what's happened, but what you're trying to do. Focus and say, okay. Like people would come to me when I was trying to get paid a certain amount. I would sit there and they'd come and say, how much do you get paid a week? So I would sit there and tell them how much I wanted to get paid. How much you make a week? $400 a week. Oh, really? You make $400 a week? I said, make $400 a week. And 2 weeks later, I got a raise, and that's how much I started making. So it makes, you know, the connection. And the thing with this tire was the same thing. I was just like, you know, there's got to be an easier way. And I just opened up to the whole thing. I didn't want to explain it. I didn't want to sit there and analyze it. I just kept on saying over and over again, you know, there's going to be an easier way to this whole thing. I let it go, went down there, started telling these people that we're trying to focus on, you know, a tire and a rim. And we didn't try to feed into nothing. Like, you know, rim's going to cost this much, tire's going to cost this. We got away from that whole thing. We were just saying, if we could just find something or find someone that could help us to obtain this tire and this rim, mm-hmm. that would be great. All of a sudden, this old man come out of nowhere. And he looked at us and he said, what size tire is it? I said, well, I told him what size tire it was. He said, oh, I think I have that in my barn.
Oh, God.
Okay, cool. You go to your barn and get the tire. And I'm thinking, I almost got caught up in the whole thing saying, well, that's if we get the tire, then we got to come up with a rim. I said, no. There's got to be an easier way. It's all good. So we sit there and talk to these people, right? And I think my ex-fiance had some money or maybe she had some food stamps. I don't know. I know we were eating something, but I still had $20 in my pocket that I wasn't going to touch. And I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't until after it all happened. But this old man come back in the store, looked at me and said, you're ready to go? I said, I'm ready to go where? Are we going to go up there and put the tire on? He goes, oh, no. I said, I found a tire in a rim of my freaking barn that were already on there. He said, I already put the tire on your car. All you got to do is put some air in it. And you're ready to go.
Wow.
I looked at the guy. So I said, well, what's this going to cost us? I have my mind. I know I got that $20 in my pocket. He goes, about $20. And I was like, because I do that from time to time, too. I'll sit there. But when my ex-fiance actually bought the van, it was this guy said, I think he said he wanted $1,500 for it, and I was focusing the whole time when he was talking on $1,350. And then the guy came back, I swear to you, 5 minutes later, he's like, you know something, maybe I should rethink this. He goes, there are a couple of things in the car that need fixed. The tires need to be changed, you know, and certain things like that. So maybe I should just drop it down to $1,350.
Wow.
I'm just saying, every freaking moment of your life, when you start getting pulled into a direction that you know you shouldn't be going into, you can change it just that quick and go, nope, well, I'm going to focus on exactly what's going to happen right now. Like I was telling the last lady who called in, as we were sitting there focusing on, you know, feeling the whole thing, where I would feel my girlfriend's hair on my shoulder in the process of seeing us already back together. Feeling the warmth of her cheek on my chest, feeling her arms, you know, really holding me tightly to feel those warmths, you know, and to sit there and feel that as in that's a person, that's two people that are together. There's nothing that you just can't sit there and go, no, you feel it. And once you start getting caught up in that feeling, it seems like the outer world has a tendency to change accordingly too. You just got to allow it to. Like I said, that's what I was saying. When I was looking at this book, there's one little affirmation that was in here, this little saying. Because I thought it was the best one I've seen in here, too. Because it was basically talking about certain things. on what is your job? What are you supposed to be doing? If I can find it real quick. Hey, you gotta forgive me, it's been a long freaking day and I freaking killed myself working out. Because I was telling a friend of mine, there's a lot of things happening right now too, where I was sort of focusing on this relationship as being right now, that I was kind of hesitating for a second. And I started looking, and I have a lot of stuff around me, books and stuff like that, that I got a long time ago, but sometimes they seem to, you know, when you see things, they have a tendency to stand out from everything. And that's your angels talking to you, saying, well, go look at that whole thing again. You need to be reminded because you're having a little bit of doubt about the situation. So I pulled my angel cards out and actually got the cards Miracle. It was also, the other one was called Courage. It says, be courageous and stand up for what you believe, no matter what anybody else tells you or says to you. You're going in the right direction. This is what you believe. This is what you feel. This is what's going to happen. It's already been answered. It's just the idea of having faith. Don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. Because I remember asking very distinct questions about the situation. I'm focusing. I'm feeling this. Is this really? And it's like, I'm not doubting it. I'm just asking a question as in what I already feel. It's happening. Not is it going to happen. It's happening. Correct. And I actually had a couple of numbers I pulled out of the angel book too that said the heaven and the angels are working behind the scenes because things are happening now. Your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. Just keep doing those affirmations and stuff and keep focusing on everything. And then I saw this other one in here too as well. I should mark these things with markers too. Because we're sitting here going over a soulmate. But there was this one was talking about, let me think. I was actually trying to remember it too. Where it talks about your only job is to go within yourself and to clear all the barriers that keep you from getting what you want.
Mm.
That's your only job.
Working on that. I've been working on that and, you know, trying to use also the law of attraction for healing, trying to align myself with the feeling of a perfect, healthy, healed, you know, energetic body.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have health issues, and then I developed a whole bunch more as this year was ending, so I guess I have successful.
Well, sometimes with the situation is looking at everything clearly, too, and say, okay, I guess you still had some certain things in your subconscious mind that are still there to the point where they came to the surface. So it actually, if you sit and look at it in a different direction, you'll see that the work that you was doing was actually clearing a lot of things out. They actually became physical ailments.
Oh.
But it's also showing you that I sit and tell people like this, okay, healing. You have to, you know, people say believe, it'll happen. But also the situation of looking at things like they are and using examples. Like a friend of mine was sitting talking about, you know, money. I don't think it's right if you're in the spiritual lifestyle and this kind of thing. And the idea of being rich and that kind of stuff, because actually really, I don't know if that's a good thing. Is that a spiritual thing? And I said, well, King Solomon was supposed to be the most spiritual man. And he was also, as history goes, was one of the richest men in history. He was also classified as one of the spiritual men too. So you know, I tell people, there's a good example right there, a spiritual man, he's very wealthy. So it can't be bad. It's the ideal. And the Bible, it also says too. And if you want to go in the Bible and use those as affirmations, I would definitely do that. As in saying, you have not because you ask not. So therefore ask for it. It doesn't say ask for everything. But I'm just saying, when I read that, I was like, okay, then we'll just ask for everything. Because it says you have not because you ask not. It didn't really specify one way or the other. It just says, you know, put it in there, what you believe, you can actually bring into your life. What was the other one? It was just looking at things, and everything's possible. I was sitting there talking to my mom tonight, and she was saying, well, the Bible is God's word. And I said, well, that's true, but I said, I'm just saying, with the situation of Jesus teaching, he didn't use the Bible to teach. And she was like, well, you know, he didn't have the Bible, but what he spoke is in the Bible now. I said, well, doesn't it also tell us that we should since Jesus was actually the walking Bible, doesn't it also tell us that maybe that's how we should walk through our lives? A reflection of the Bible, not the ideal of the Bible. Hey, we got to read that.
It's more the Christ consciousness.
Yeah, you look at the situation.
That would be from Christ directly.
Yeah, it's like coming back and say, okay, yeah, because I was telling everybody, it's like, you know, everybody listened to him. Why did they listen to him? Because the truth is the truth. Everybody knows the truth when they hear it. You can either feed into it or you can reject it. That's free will. But when you start to look at things so very clearly about the whole thing, because I've had people, I say reflect the Bible. You know, live it, reflect it, be it. But don't sit there and walk around and say, well, I know the Bible from front to back to front, and I beat my wife. that's a person that doesn't. Sure, they're very, you know, spiritual in some sense of the word,
mm-hmm.
and they do have an issue. But for a person to look at you and go, how come people don't take me seriously? It's because of that one action has a tendency to put a little darkness in the whole thing. Because we've seen people before go to church on Sunday, and their asses throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize, and they go to church. I go to church once a week. I'm good to go. I get rid of all that stuff. And, yeah, then you're back out there doing the thing to people. It's the ideal that why can't you just let it go? Why do you think that you have to have that fear within yourself that you need to go around and be that mean person to people or just certain things because you're caught up in what you think you have to do? When I'm serious. When you sit there and talk about it, your kids do it. I got to do this. I got to do it now. And I think the reason they do that is because they know they're wrong. So if they do it now, they might actually have a point where they can actually prove you wrong, but also prove that they're right. So they got to do it now. They don't want to sit there and play itself out because the fear of being wrong, not realizing that that's a weird fear. You're going to fear you're going to be wrong? That's a fear of success. That's a fear of failure. It's a lack of self. And what I was reading the book, it said there's only two emotions realistically. There's love and there's fear. When you fear, you can't love. When you love, you can't fear. So when you sit there and look at the situation of canceling out fear, it's to realize at that moment that you're fearing something, that means you haven't loved yourself enough. And when you sit there and can do that, the idea of loving yourself radiates throughout you. So you freely give it. And what happens is you attract people who freely give it back. And then it's your job to just be open to receive it. Because a lot of people have a hard time with that one too. Oh, I don't know. I'm a giver. Well, goody, goody. But you've got a giver. If you keep giving, it's like your doorway. There's all this stuff cluttering up at your door. You need to open that door and receive. Then you'll understand that in the process of a lot of things that are not happening, it's because you cut the flow off. Let's look at the situation. I was there telling a friend of mine, I was like, look at that the symbol 8, which is actually the symbol for infinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually two circles put together.
Yeah, I love that.
Which continues, well, it continues and goes on. But if you look at it through a relationship of any kind you have in your life, it's showing you that everything's always flowing, and you can connect with that flow because you're also a circle. It's a circle. You connect together, and it's infinity. So see, it has to do with everything and everyone, including yourself. So if you're excluding yourself from the thing by giving, as you say, I'm a giver, and I don't need nothing back in return, you're not being honest with yourself. Everybody has wants, needs, and desires, or you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
Discovering all things about yourself, and the process of us actually getting our wants, needs, and desires coming to us, we start gaining this faith within ourselves. And then we're going to realize, where did this come from? And then we have faith in the one who created everything. When we have faith in him, next thing you know, we got going on, we have faith in ourselves. Then we start saying, there's the omega again. No end, no beginning. It's a continuous circle. So we love ourselves, we love God. When we love God, we love ourselves. See, you can't do one without the other. You cannot love another human being without acknowledging God does exist. Because you look at the people who are atheists and people I don't believe in nothing. They're miserable. And they're trying to make everybody else miserable too. But when you sit and look, because they have a lack of belief. They don't believe in nothing. And when they don't believe in nothing, how can you believe in yourself? And everybody takes advantage of them. I said this one family did that, where they acquired all this wealth, but being basically stingy and selfish and maybe some unethical things, that someone actually came into the situation, stole everything they had, killed them, and buried them in a ditch. So you want to be a, do you want someone to bury you in the ditch? or do you want to sit there and look at a ditch for what it is? The flow of life, the flow of water. You know, that's what it's for. It's for to continue on. Don't be a person who gets stuck in the mud, literally. But you look at the situation and go, that was a good example, wasn't it? It just kind of came out that way. But I'm just saying with the situation, find the person who will love you because of your differences and not in spite of them. And you'll find that you just found the lover of your life. And don't be surprised if you don't find out it's you. It's yourself. You can't be good for somebody until you're good for yourself. You just can't. And when you sit and look at the situation of all the things you're going through, it's like I was going to say before, if Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead, then those ailments that you have inside you, it's just simply changing your belief to change them, to realize you are very powerful. And I've seen a lot of people don't realize dominion means power over, and God gave you that. And when Jesus came back, you said, look at when Jesus came. Well, that was kind of funny. When Jesus came, he was basically saying to you, this is who you are. This is who you was in the beginning. Like I came back to remind you who you are. That you have always been this, and you can still continue to be that. It's just you have to come to the realization that what you're looking for is not out there. It's within you. I swear to you, I wish I was working a lot, you know, radio on the radio, where I could actually say, "We'll be right back after our word from our sponsors." But it just seems like it flows just like that. You put out a powerful message, and it's like I think the commercials sometimes on the shows like that are given there so you can take the time to reflect on just what happened. Because there's a realization that just happened within you. That you're starting to see things for what they are. That all the work you've been doing, there's a lot of clutter to get rid of. That doesn't mean anything less than you are. It's the idea of finding who you are and finding out that you are a priceless being, that you are a gift to this planet. You're a gift to the world, and you're a gift to everybody in your life. You just have to realize that gift also, you are a gift to yourself. I can't find that freaking affirmation, but I think you get the point, right?
Yes.
See, I was sitting there looking at this thing when we were sitting talking about earlier when you said prayer. So it says pray with your feet moving, saying this basically is meaning that the manifestation itself is a balancing act between being and doing. So you have to be and realize you are a very powerful being. And then the process of doing is the idea of going through with the flow of where you need to go. And then like this one here says too, okay? When your intuition tells you it's time to relax, release the need to take action and just be. Then when you get a strong urgency, it says to take action, then go full out. Give yourself completely to that situation. It's like anything you got in your life going on. Wherever you are, be there. If you're with your wife or husband, don't have your mind somewhere else. Focus entirely on that person. And when you find yourself having a hard time to focus on anything in your life, that means you haven't focused enough on yourself. So let's take a look at that and say, okay, it's almost like it's test time now. We're going to have a test. But I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, don't stop. It's almost like it's a confirmation for you that what you have been doing is working. It's just in different degrees of manifestation. So you've had some good ones coming on, and you've had some other things pop back up. So it's like, okay, I took care of this physical ailment, and then something else popped up. Well, there's still a belief in there of disease. It's the ideal to help you understand. Look at the word disease. Dis-ease. You're at dis-ease. So it's the ideal. I know this for a fact. I did this myself, where you can actually do healing on yourself. It's just the idea of transferring energy and seeing yourself that way. Like when I dropped a 5-pound weight on my foot, what I would do is use a mental image of seeing my foot like a Terminator foot. It's metal and all this stuff that you would find in a Terminator's foot. So therefore, when the weight hit it, there's no way that weight could hurt me. And when we start looking at things in life, too, the same way of realizing that when we look at ourselves as indestructible, nothing can really hurt us. It's the idea of realizing that all the things that have affected us is because we allowed them into our lives. And we also attract to those things, too. So when you go within yourself and you find those barriers and you let go of those whole things, you stop attracting those situations. And you start saying your body is just the way it is. Perfect. In perfect health. And try different techniques, too. Because I was sitting here doing this. I did the same thing, okay? Seriously. What I would sit here and look at certain things and say, okay, is that really working with me? How does it resonate with me? We had a meditation we were doing that I actually wrote in my first column this month, where it's basically just sitting down, focusing, bowing your head, focusing on the space behind your heart and saying, hey, that's the God essence. So focus on that and keep saying to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Feel the vibration. As you say the words, say I love. Feel the love within yourself. Now take that energy and distribute it through your body. I guarantee your whole body will start feeling better. That's the energy we have. Working with us, we're working within ourselves. You can also take the meditation one step further and say, I am love. I am love. I am love. Anytime you feel mean or disrespectful to yourself or another person, just stop right at that moment and just say that to yourself. You can do this anywhere you want. Just by focusing on the God essence behind your mind, behind your heart, and just say to yourself, I am love. I am love. And don't be surprised. I mean, I told this one lady, I sat there and said, I started doing this. I've been doing this work for a long time. I thought, oh, this is a great meditation just to really get even deeper, you know, and really just wanting to love and be loved, and also just to give out as much as you can to everybody else to help them have major changes in their lives like I know I have. I sit there and started doing this meditation. It freaked me out, too, because it took me 3 days just to be able to do 5 minutes. And I thought, sure, I could go a half hour, man. I love, I love. And I started doing that, really focusing on that space behind my heart, and just started focusing on that, even focusing on chakras and stuff, and just focusing. All of a sudden, I was like, I felt this vibration coming up going, that was overwhelming. Almost like, and at that moment, I realized I was tapping into really true love, true, unconditional, pure love. And to realize that at that moment, does God exist? Oh, most definitely. To tap into that kind of pure energy, pure love. And when you do that, you start realizing that nothing is impossible. You even stop using the word. You just say, everything's possible. Or when I walk into stores, and I have a little thought that says, I wonder if I have enough money on my credit card to get these food. And he says, and a little thing comes to me, and my angels will sit there and say, well, go in the store. And they'll start giving me a grocery list of all the things that I can get. And when I follow those things spontaneously, I walk out with everything I want. I told a friend of mine, I called the credit card company because they actually billed me for one time for $47, which put my account $47 in the deficit. I called them up and they said, first they told me that it's impossible for that to happen. I said, well, why don't you go on my account and look for yourself? She did. There it was. And she's like, well, that's not supposed to do that. I said, well, let's get past the part that it's not supposed to do it. It did it. Hmm. And she said, well, we really can't do nothing about it. You have to contact the other company to get that money back. And I said, I did. I contacted them. And guess what? They wouldn't do it. They said, well, we'll give you an extra month. We'll cancel your account, but we can't give the money back to you. But we'll give you an extra month. And okay, sure. Why not? And I would just sit there. That's what I do. I just don't get caught up in anything anymore. I just kind of like, okay, no problem. Because I noticed that there are times that I have gotten caught up in the situations. And then when I calmed down and actually found the root of the problem, they were always pointing it out to me the whole time. It was my anger that got in the way. And I said, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to keep calm, you know, calm about the whole thing. And we'll see these things for what they are. And it was the same thing with that, too. When I walked in the store, I got all that food, right? And I come back out. I check my credit card. I was like $9 or something in the minus. And it's funny how these people kept telling me, you can't do that. Well, I'm going to stop calling you. And keep continuing to do what I want to do when I walk in the store and say, okay, I'm going to do this. We're going to walk in there. I want to get 2 bottles, isn't it? And I would sit there and go with the whole thing, go get them. And it was also funny, too, how they would sit there and I would get to the freaking counter and they would kind of eliminate things, too. Like, okay, I made a vow. I want to eliminate sweets, right? So I get to the counter And I wanted to get these box of brownies, okay? And I did. I got to the whole thing up there, and I was like, you know something? This credit card should give me exactly what I want, at least up to $9 in the minus. And it didn't. And I was like, what the heck? So I took the brownies off.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, as soon as I took the brownies off, then it approved it. So I was like, okay, I got the message. But the more you read those messages, the more you stop second-guessing yourself and listen to the very first thing that comes through, all those things you've been trying to do, they'll start happening more spontaneously than they ever did before. And I feel like this is a very good year for you to do that, too. I was actually checking the time we have here. Wow. And then we're really ticking down here. Like, we got 15 minutes. I was like, I thought for sure. Maybe
appreciate you spending all this time with me. I do feel better. I feel a little encouraged, and I like that, the love meditation, both of them.
Oh, yeah, because it's like once you connect with yourself and you love who you are, then people will love you too. Because I was sitting there telling, we said this before and time again, a lot of things are just some observations. Seriously, when you have an observation of looking at things and go, okay, they make sense when you already have a theory. I was sitting there looking at the thing going, okay, these two people here don't like each other. But the more I started watching them and realized what was really going on was two people who didn't like themselves. But they were so mad at each other because of the reflections they were giving each other, of that constant reminders of why they didn't like themselves. So it was like, okay, we can solve this situation very clearly. It was just the idea of two people need to go within themselves to actually start liking themselves again. And then when we started doing that, we realized these two people had given up a lot of things, compromises, because they felt like they had to compromise. So they didn't take it to the next step of listening to their guidance to actually find a win-win situation. And trust me, they do exist. Win-win situations happen all the time. I've had situations too where, you know, where you've had some not too favorable outcomes to the situation, but it was just an answer, a real simple answer to walk away from those situations anyway to find a different solution. I had a lady I talked to who got very angry with me. But I told her, I said, you're on assistance, you're on disability, on all this stuff. And I said, please don't take this the wrong way, but the guidance keeps saying you need to let go of that and stop using all that stuff and start utilizing your gifts and talents. That is the solution to your financial problems. And she took it very offensively by, oh, so you're saying I'm using the system? No, we're not saying you're using the system. We're saying you're using the system because you feel like you need to. You're using it as a crutch. And when you use it as a crutch, then it works against you. It mobilizes you where you're at. And we're just saying that you've come to a point in your life now that she even said it. I'm starting to notice I have a lot of gifts and talents. You never know the full extent of your gifts and talents until you actually start using them. And when you start doing that, sometimes we do feel unworthy or we're not qualified. They don't realize experience happens from experiencing. And it's the only way you can do it. You can't get experience in the mail. I've tried. But, you know, it just don't work. So you start.
Do you
mean
a category also that I'm using the disability and that I shouldn't be on it anymore?
No, no, I'm saying I told her that. Now, with you in the situation.
I guess you were relating that to me also.
I'm just saying you're hearing the message, so let it see how it resonates with you. Like I tell everybody, these are not judgmental things. They're just a place to start to look at yourself and say, okay, I am a very talented woman. If you're a gift to the world, you're a gift to yourself. You're very gifted and you're very talented. But until you're until you're comfortable of actually using those and actually stepping into that,
feeling any, so.
That's what I'm saying. When you feel it, you'll do it. So when I was working with this one lady, she was doing a lot of spiritual work. She was doing a lot of things, and she still would not take that step out. And that's why the guidance, the angels came to her very clearly and said, it's time to step out and do it.
Wow.
And she got very angry. But see, the anger was also a thing of also pointing out to her why you're angry. Most of us get hurt and angry because we just heard the truth, and we don't know how to deal with it. See, I deal going, okay, I can deal with this. Then deal with it and say, okay, the reason of dealing with it is the idea of helping you understand how many other people that you're going to help and really be a great inspiration to. And that's why I said, so I tried to tell her, she was feeling it, and it was just to give her a nudge out there. It's like with you, you're coming to that point, but you haven't come to it yet. So we want to stress that, okay? You're very gifted, you're very talented. You're going to sit there, and it's going to be one day, you're going to have a eureka moment, and you're going to step out and do what you know you need to do.
Really?
But until that happens.
So you know, are you seeing specifically gifts that I have?
Oh, yeah. You're very insightful and very gifted, and you seem to have a way where you have a tendency to say, you have, how would we put this? It's the idea of saying things to other people that can be so healing sometimes. You don't realize the people you've helped just by the advice and just speaking your mind.
Hmm. Well, yeah, okay. I try, just in my everyday dealings.
Oh, you're not going to disagree with that one, I don't think.
No. I've always tried to help people whenever I could, but I never thought of that as a big talent.
Yeah, but seeing love itself in any kind of manner is a nurturing, healing effect. And when you're willing to give that freely, it affects everybody else the same way. So, you know, some people's healing techniques don't have to be huge to be effective. So you see why it's so important to be yourself.
Right.
To be who you are, no matter what's going on. I'm trying to get this thing to go.
Because that's true. I have to remind myself we really don't know how we can affect people, even if it's a small way, I know. Of course, I don't see that as a life purpose thing, but just as a you know, a way to walk the talk every day.
Yeah, but when you help that one person, that person helps somebody else, that person helps somebody else. Next thing you know, you have a chain reaction over 100 people.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So you see how important you are to the balance and the equilibrium of this planet and the universe? You're very important.
Okay. Well, I like that.
I think that's a great way to end on a good, positive note and say, please give us a call back and let us know how things are going with your life. And
Alrighty, I will.
I'll tell everybody.
Thank you so much.
I'm just saying, everybody, if you ever get a chance to sit down, I'd love to do a session with you. And I really appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm very glad I did.
Here, and you know, it's one of those things. Just live life to the fullest. It's just the idea of being who you are to the fullest as well. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to work on those love, meditation, affirmation, whatever they are.
Yeah, if you have any problems with meditation themselves, just give me a call. I'll be glad to sit down with you. We'll go over those things a couple of times because, you know, there's different variations.
What is your name?
My first name?
The Psychic Journeyman, but what is your...
My real name?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give that out? Okay. I'll look at your website.
No, my friends call me Donnie.
Donnie. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
Go at it. Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a fantastic night. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to get... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Same with the sound here. Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Have a great night. Blessings.
You too. Let's try to figure it out. Don't you love these things here? Drive you crazy. Let it go. Oh, that's just drove. Okay. Oh, there we go. Ah. Hey, everybody who's in the queue, just stay right there. We'll get to every one of you guys, I promise. Just sit there and look at another number, then it's actually 111111. And you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, Psychic Journeyman. This is Sheena. And
Sheena?
I want to... Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted your help on something that I was confused about. I had applied a while back, about a month or two, right before Christmas. I had called this place and kind of forgot I called it, and so the lady called me back after Christmas and told me to come into the bottom of the apartment or whatever for and it's like a program for single parents or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she had called me in or whatever to do the intake, and do my application and everything for the apartment, and what they do is they give you a program called Family Renew, and they give you an apartment, and you have to work and put up 30% of your income and save, so when you leave the program, you'll have monies, and they'll help you, you know, find a house or buy a house or whatever. So anyhow, I did the paperwork, and she says, all I got to do is wait for the background check to come back and your drug screening to come back. Well, I'm under the care of a physician for pain management for issues. I have arthritis, and I have issues with my spine. So I take pain medicine or whatever, and when you take a drug test, it shows up in your pain, you know, it shows up in your drug urine or whatever. So she says, that's fine or whatever, just give me a list of the medications you're taking. Just, you know, so I know or whatever, if your test comes back positive, then I'll know why. So I call her Wednesday, and I ask her, I say, hi, what's going on? And she said, well, your test didn't come back yet, and I'm still waiting on your background to come back. So then I called her Friday, and I says, you know, what's going on with it or whatever, you know, what's going on with the process. So she tells me, well, because your test came back, your urine test came back positive, that would disqualify you for the program. And she said, I didn't even get your background check back yet. And I said, well, I said, my test came back positive because of the medications I'm on. That's the point of me giving you the list of the medications. And so then she said, well, you'll have to talk to my supervisor. So I got off the phone with her, and I called the sheriff's office where they do the background to find out what was taking so long, because it usually only takes 24 hours for a background check to come back. So I called the sheriff's office or whatever to see why what was taking so long. Well, come to find out, they had told me that that Wednesday on the 11th that they'd been faxed it back to her. So she lied to me about my background being, you know, haven't come through yet. And then she turns around and tells me because of my drug test and my urine test that I'm disqualified. So I want to know why she lied to me, and then why she changed the whole story up and trying to disqualify me for the program when it's apparent that I'm in need to be in the program. So I want to know what you can see, you know, tell me about that, and why would she lie to me, and why all of a sudden is she acting so, you know, is she discriminating towards me, or what the situation is? Because she said, I can have you in by Friday, and then when I call, it's a whole different story.
You have children too, right?
Mm-hmm. Just one.
Okay. I get the impression that you should really have this investigated, because I feel like it's more on the line of discriminatory. There we go. I get more of doing a favor for somebody. Like, she was trying to get somebody else she knew in there.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was looking at your cards, and your cards were saying that there's another solution to the situation, because they're sitting there saying new beginnings, answer prayers. They also see a connection with you and children. Like you have a connection with children. But it also says, it says also that you're a very sensitive woman, very emotional. You pick things up yourself, and it says miracles. So it's like, look at the situation of having this situation investigated, so it doesn't have to happen to somebody else. But there still seems to be a solution behind that too, as well. So, you know, there's another.
So she said to speak with her supervisor, and I know that she's new. She said that the lady that did my application, she said she was 2 weeks. She had been there for only 2 weeks. So I'm thinking about calling up the supervisor and saying, hey, you know, I don't know if she misplaced my paperwork, but I had talked to her, and because she says, well, you're going to have to talk to the supervisor Tuesday. But I figure by Tuesday, she's going to be done had somebody in that apartment by then, so it wouldn't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and that's just the way I, that's the feeling that I got from her, that she's, I said, she probably doing it for a niece or a nephew or somebody that she knows, you know what I'm saying? Just saying mm-hmm. out of anger, you know, just how I know how people can be these days, you know
right.
what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about calling up her supervisor and just not really bashing her, but saying, you know, I understand that she's new and everything like that, but I had went to the sheriff's office and found out that she had told me my background hadn't come back, and I actually found out that my background did come back Wednesday. I went in there Monday, and she requested it, and they faxed it back to her Wednesday. And that, you know, I don't know if she's misplaced my paperwork or if she's just lying to me, telling me that I was disqualified. And she took down the list of medications and then, you know, decided to tell me, well, your test is positive. Of course, it's positive, and you knew that it would be. That's the point of me giving you a list of my medications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then talking to the supervisor. But do you think that that would help the situation, or just, you know, the supervisor? Because a lot of times I will go to the supervisor, and they'll be on the employee side. Well, maybe she did it because of this, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of, you know, what good would that do me talking to the supervisor? Seeing that this lady is new on her job, been there for 2 weeks.
I get the impression that you should actually do that and follow through with it, because it seems like it's important. Because I keep getting this really strong impression that you need to follow through with that, because it's going to work out in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because and then my stepmother, she's Caucasian, and she dates my father, and plus, you know, so she gets angry when she feel like, you know, people try to discriminate because of the color of our skin. And
right.
There was a situation where they were taking so long to approve my father for his Social Security. So she wrote the Congress. So she's in the background saying, I'm going to write the Congress, the NAACP. You
right.
know, and so she's like, well, we're just going to have to write the Congress or whatever and tell them about this situation. But I don't think it needs to go that far. Unless I speak to the supervisor, and then the supervisor then says, well, you know, there's nothing that we can do about it because it's a first-come, first-served basis, and it really is that way. But I feel like if all my paperwork came back and she's trying to pretend like it didn't, and she blatantly lied to me, then I feel like, you know, it's the supervisor's duty to see what, to make sure her employee is not scheming or, you know, doing things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely do that because, I mean, like I said before, I feel like, I think she has a personal reason for what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It might, I mean, I feel like there's more to it, the whole situation, but I do feel like there was some, it's like trying to cover one's butt because I made some mistakes, not realize
mm-hmm.
what she's doing. I just feel like if you talk to the supervisor, you can get some things straightened out to even, I get the impression, the possibility of actually having another shot at this whole thing, just because there's nothing that could be available. I just got this really strong vision that doesn't mean that they wouldn't try to correct the situation. And when a place did come up in the whole thing, that you'd be the first one they would contact.
Right. Because, see, at first she said it was 2 apartments available, and then now she's trying to make it seem like that's the only one that's available, and if someone gets in first, then I would go on back on the waiting list. And that's not fair. So
mm-hmm.
my stepmom seen, you know, because she was really rooting for me. She knows what me and my daughter goes through, and she was really rooting for me. So she came
mm-hmm.
to me with the proposition that if, you know, she gets a bigger house, then me and my daughter could possibly stay with her and my dad for a couple of months. Do you
mm-hmm.
see her following through with that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Okay.
I worry about that.
And the thing, the blessing that came out of this is that my dad, after 4 years of trying to get the Social Security. You finally got approved this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that my dad had been waiting for. But my dad's kind of stingy, so I don't see him helping me financially.
Right.
But maybe so. And so my stepmom was waiting on a lawsuit to come through. Do you see that coming through for her soon, too? Because it's like, it seems like that I'm just going to get my blessings through my parents, you
mm-hmm.
know. So
oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask for her sake, because she's been such a blessing to me. If you see her lawsuit coming through soon, and she promised that she would, you know, help me and my daughter and possibly get us a car if it was enough to do that.
Well, I would definitely say that's coming through. I keep getting soon, but I really don't have an exact date on that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely see it coming through, and it would definitely be this year. And I get the one thing, I would sit here and look at the situation. I'm looking at a time frame around 6 months. But it's also saying sometime within the 6 months, not like 6 months from now would happen. So it's like one of those things, you got a lot of things behind the scenes, I guess you would say, that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how those things fall into place, how fast this will actually fall into place. But you definitely get a really strong impression it's definitely going to happen.
Okay.
And that's with the situation with her promises and that kind of stuff, you definitely get the impression that she's definitely going to follow through with those.
Okay. Because I know there's a lot of people would tell me, you know, you can, if you need anything, call me and ask me. And then when you finally get the nerve to, because I'm the type of person that I let my pride get in the way of asking for help. And then when I do break down and ask, and those people that told me that they would be there for me, that's not necessarily what they mean. They probably meant, well, if you need somebody to talk to, or, you know, whatever the case. But, and then too, I had a situation last month, where I went into the DMV to get my license, thinking that I was going to be, I had the money and everything, because, you know, I was expensive to get a, now it's like $60 in Florida to get like a copy of a license. And so I had the money and everything to do that. And I walk in there and come to find out my license is suspended all over again, because last year they revoked for 5 years. And I was trying to prevent my license being suspended again and possibly going back into a 5-year revocation. So not only was I upset that when I walked out of the DMV, all I could walk out with was an ID and not my license, well, I'm thinking that they're going to end up revoking my license for another 5 years. When I fought tooth and nail, the judge even pulled out some tickets out of collections and took some points away from my tickets and all that so that I could come out of that 5-year suspension. And then to see that the fees that I had made a payment plan on, they went to collections and they resuspended my license again. It's not revoked as of right now. It's just suspended. So do you see, if I get to pay those fees, will I be able to get my license back and they won't be revoked for 5 years again after the judge made it to where I can get back to a point where I can just pay the fees and get my license, but I didn't have the money to pay the fees. So they resuspended it, not revoked again, but resuspended it. But they count, what they do is when you pay the tickets, they count up the points. And depending on how many points you have, they could send me back into a 5-year. So my question is, if my stepmother helps me pay the fees to get my license back, will I have a problem doing that?
No, I don't see a problem with it. The one thing that came to me the quickest was the idea of paying the fines. Almost like they get an impression that's what they want. Once you pay the fines, then everything else will fall into place, and I don't see no more 5 years, I'll tell you that.
So you see me driving within the next year or two?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And as far as the moving situation, it's very uncomfortable here where we are. Well, job. You know, no, okay, what I did was my main thing that I do is I nurse's aide. So what I did was I went in, like I used to do when I was about 18 or 19, I would just go in the phone book and all of the agencies, I'd write the numbers down, the addresses, and I'd call each and every one, and I'd ask them if they were hiring, and the ones that were hiring, I'd ask them what kind of paperwork I needed to work for them, and so on and so forth. So what I did was I went in the phone book, and I can do work in like an assisted living with the patients where they can, you know, they're living in an assisted, only you really don't have to do anything but assist them, but it's in like a nursing home atmosphere. So I went in the phone book and I wrote down as many as I could in my area that would be close enough for me to get to work and back, and I wrote all of them down. So what I'm going to do is call each and every one of these places, and I'm like, somebody's going to give me a job. Somebody's going to hire me, whether I have a certificate or not, and maybe they can train me, you know what I mean, with whatever certificates they require me to have. So I want to know what you see happening with that.
You mean as following through with those things? Are they going to actually happen and when? So you're focusing on the whole thing. I would sit here and say the situation unfolding in the next 3 months.
That's kind of, well, it's not that long, but it is to not have a job.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. It's just the ideal that there's, you know, when I look at the situation, it's just a lot of things falling into place, you know.
Okay. So it's more of me filling out the applications and putting them in, and then 3 months later, or just 3 months later, then I just happen to fill out an application and get a job 3 months later.
The way it comes to me is all this happening in the next 3 months.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem like too long after, I guess you would say, to look at the situation of applying for everything and doing that kind of thing. It doesn't seem like it's very long after those that would happen, because they keep saying 3 months. It's happening right now. Sometime in the next 3 months, and this next 3 months, be open to whatever comes in your lap. It's like, look at the situation. Don't let the world dictate your success. If you go by what they say, that's why sometimes it takes as long as it does, because we get caught up in that whole thing. And they're just saying, don't get caught up in the whole thing, because it's unfolding. It's almost like saying things are working right now.
So, basically, it's a nursing home atmosphere.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
It would definitely put you in a situation where you would be around an environment that you're comfortable with.
That's exactly right. That's where I'm comfortable with. Because, you know, my brother said, well, just swallow your pride and work at a burger joint for right now. Anything right now is, you know. And so maybe what I'll do is go and find just anything right now, but look forward to working in the field that I'm comfortable in. You know what I mean? Like, go and find a job right now and for the 3 months or whatever, actually get a position where I'm comfortable at.
Oh, yeah.
Because our agreement was... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, look at the situation for what they are and look at yourself and what's in your best interest. So when certain opportunities start happening and coming to you, you know, go with the flow on those things. A lot of people have a tendency to say, well, I got a job, so they'll stay with that job, not realizing it. It's keeping you from having exactly what you want.
Because our agreement was, my stepmother, our agreement was that, and that's the best feeling in the world, because a lot of the times when I'm working, I want to make sure, well, she's in school, my daughter's in school, but I want to make sure that if I'm working hours after school, that somebody that I know and trust, like, you know, is you know, looking after her. So the agreement was is that, you know, I'm staying with them a couple months, and then I could possibly work two jobs, and she would keep my daughter for me. Her and my dad would keep my daughter for me. So I just want it to be a happy and a flowing, happy environment. No arguments, no difficulties, just flowing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely do.
When
I'm
you're
just, you know, all this.
When you're older, when you go back home to live with parents, sometimes it's kind of difficult.
That it is.
So,
we can drive you crazy.
Right? We can drive each other crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's just, yeah, to look at the situation. Focus on your agenda. Things will happen. Usually when you focus on that agenda, too. When you focus on the agenda, you also get the same thing happening with everything else because you're focused. You know, that's the key to everything. Focus. Sometimes we have a tendency to get focus off and start wondering about things, and we should be just working on just what just happened.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying, so to me, things are falling into place very quickly, too.
Oh,
once you
okay.
just let it go.
Okay.
Love, you know.
And moving us, you know, moving and finding a big enough place for all of us.
You talking about that?
Time frame.
Oh, what are you talking about? You talking about the one like your step, like what your stepmom was talking about, and having a place, or you talking about you yourself?
Me, myself, and if that doesn't happen soon, then, you know, me and my parents. I definitely want to get the heck up out of here.
No, I hear you. I keep seeing everything the way it is, and everything's falling into place and that kind of thing. I see a time frame like 6 months. It's not very long.
Well, I can't stay here too long, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of other issues, but I won't be able to stay here for too much longer. Not past February. I want to try and move before I wanted to get that apartment so bad. And I explained to her how bad things were, the lady that took the application. And she's selling me dreams, saying, well, I can have you moved by Friday, you know. And so this was important to me because I explained to her the whole situation. So it'd be very apparent if I talked to her supervisor, it would be very apparent that, and this is something that she could check on herself, and if she calls and says, well, why this applicant didn't, well, her background didn't come back, it's like, lady, don't you know that I can verify the things that you're telling me? You know what I mean? You said my background didn't come back, but I can easily call the sheriff's office and find out whether that paperwork has been faxed or not. So now what are you going to tell your supervisor? You misplaced it? And then that looks bad on you, because why are you misplacing people's applications when there's a need? You know, and like I told my stepmom, I said, I can't afford for her to be misplacing my paperwork and stuff like that. And it's I get pissed off because I've had so many doors slammed in my face when it comes to help like that, when I know there's help out there for single parents. And I get kind of frustrated when there's always a door slammed in my face, and to know that she's doing it as a, you know, just because she wants somebody else to get it and not me, as a favor to them, that pisses me off. Because I qualify, as long as I qualify, then I should get the apartment if everything comes back okay. And then at the same time, it's like when I did come in, some of my paperwork was misplaced. And like I told my stepmom, I said, I can't afford for her to be misplaced and stuff when I really need this to happen for me. I understand she's new, but to misplace my paperwork, if you and yeah. they act like, you know, she acts like that it's her apartment. Like when you go down for help, you know, a lot of times when you go down for the assistance and go to human services and stuff like that, they sit, the workers mm-hmm. sit there and act like it's their money, it's their funding. You know what I mean? And it just, it makes me, and then I'll see somebody that's in the same line as I am, and they really don't need it. They're just coming down to get their bills paid because they want to spend their extra money on getting high or going out or, you know, hairdos or stuff like that mm-hmm. when I'm standing in the line and I know I really need it.
Right.
So that's what upsets me. But it seems like everything is getting better. As soon as the new year rolled over, everything started to get better, because that's when, right when she called me, like right when the new year rolled over, I think it was like the 4th of January, something along that. Mm-hmm. And when she called me, I was like, mm-hmm. this is a blessing for me. But then for her to just completely turn on me, she acted like she was, yeah, I'm on your side, I understand where you're coming from. And then she acted like when I asked her, I said, lady, you knew that, you know, the situation was how it was and my urine test was going to come back positive because of the opiates that I take prescribed by my doctor. And she mm-hmm. acted like she didn't want to answer any questions. You know, call my supervisor, just speak with my supervisor. I said, is your supervisor the one decided that I wasn't going to be able to, I was disqualified from the program? You'll have to call her and talk to her. You know, that type of thing. I'm like, man.
Right.
It's, you know, discouraging. It really is.
Yeah.
You know. But as far as the next 6 months, you said you pulled a couple cards. Did anything else come up in the cards?
I was just saying the idea of beginnings and miracles and focusing on just that, and things will happen to fall into place exactly what you, it's like exactly where you want it to. Don't take yourself away from the vision that you already have, because it was new beginnings. New beginnings, like you said before, after the first year, things just seemed like the energy shifted for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So just allow that to continually take you forward.
Okay. And thanks a lot. And you know, you probably have other callers, and I want you to get to them. But thank you so much, and I hope to.
Oh, you're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
You too.
And I'll talk to you later.
Alrighty. You have a good night. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Bye bye now.
Bye.
See what we got here. Well, one more time. Sometimes the switchboard works when it's supposed to, and then eventually it always does anyway. This is the area code 917. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, this is Shale. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That was quite interesting. I kind of fell asleep a little bit, but I'm just going to be a little direct. Give me a general reading.
Okay. Try to figure out. My feet hurt.
I mean, I'm not asking for counseling like some people, but, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm just saying, it's like sometimes you... seem like you've done everything today, and sometimes you just got to tell yourself, that little voice tells you just to go to bed and try again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
thought that was kind of interesting in itself, just kind of like a simple thing. Change the format.
I thought I had problems, but, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Like people talking about the law of attraction. I don't believe in that crap. I said, well, that's one of those things that you maybe you don't believe in it, but it's always working. So it's the idea of you can either do it intentionally or just let it do it, whatever it's going to do for you, and then just get back, get mad, and get, you know, okay, I didn't want that. Well, something within yourself said you did. So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's life.
I'm just saying sometimes action that you need to take is inaction. You don't have to do anything. Because
mm-hmm.
I was sort of looking at that one phrase where it was just saying, you know, why do people always think that they have to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the idea, listen to your intuition, it tells you to relax. Then it means don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do get that feeling that you need to do something, then do it. Jump into it completely. Because that was one thing I was telling people, too. I was like, well, I don't want to sit and tell this guy this the truth because it'll hurt his feelings. I said, does that thing within you have a voice that feels like it needs to be heard? If it does, then you need to say it. You might be the catalyst or the vehicle that actually gets the message across to this person to do a major change in their lives, or maybe they're looking for a realization, and they manifested you to do that. So therefore, follow through with it.
Sure.
Romance. You want romance?
I try to hear, you know, to listen to that voice all the time, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, it's just sometimes you just need to take a deep breath and just reconnect with life itself and go, okay, what do you feel right now? Do you feel like there's nothing really to worry about? That's probably because everything's closed and there's nothing you can do about it. So with the situation you got going in your life right now, you said general reading, but is there any particular things that you're focusing on? The reason I asked the question is because I get this, I keep getting new love and miracles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And would that mean anything to you as I sit there and say new love and miracles? And it's also, it says dreams. Focus on your dreams. You definitely have a lot of support around you when it comes to spiritual support. Because actually, the cards I had pulled out, the first one was new love card with the little Cupid. And you sometimes you look at Cupid cards, okay? You look at Cupid itself or the cards that says new love, okay? When you see those things, people look at the arrow. The arrow means straight to the point.
Okay.
So when you have those kind of connections, it's pretty obvious, and it's one of those things that doesn't have any mixed feelings. It's just, it is what it is. It talks about, the next card was miracles. The next one was, you had to, and it was kind of funny too, when you look at this card, it's got an angel. Well, it's got a light coming down from somewhere where it's like a glowingness on the fingers, on the hands, of pointing situations out to you. That the idea of the energy of miracles is the idea of realizing that you have this energy within yourself to attract anything and everything. So they're pointing toward the finger.
Okay.
Almost like a situation of saying, you have the Midas touch. When are you going to start using it? I know a lot of people sit here and go, well, I've tried this, I've tried that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe it's the idea of taking the word try off all those sentences.
Okay.
Like the Nike commercials, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know? We're not advertising for Nike, okay, I swear. But I'm just saying...
Yeah.
The one thing we got the quick connection with was new love and miracles. The one
new love, when?
They're saying that it could be any time, but they're saying that it shouldn't take, in the process of things happening soon, it shouldn't take up no more than 3 months. It's like the situation, but the one card I put on top of those two cards that came out just that way was self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I tell people, just look at the situation, what it means. Self-acceptance is one of those situations where it's just obvious. That's what it means. You know, it's like looking at yourself and going, do I love myself really? Do I really love myself unconditionally? If I look at my butt and I don't like it, that's not you don't unconditionally love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're questioning it. You're looking at things, not realizing it. If you are supposed to meet anybody at this moment, then if you look the way you do now, it's just something that he's going to recognize as him seeing his other side of the story. It does say, it talks about dreams and courage and the miracles. But courage is right between the two of those. Be courageous and stand up for what you believe. And this one here is like one of those things that really shows an indication of saying no matter what people say or do around you, be courageous and stand up for what you know. If you feel it's coming, that means it's coming. And it's also the ideal. When you sit there and look at these cards, the angels are telling you flat out, you need to understand that things are happening. And your intentions are going to bring them about even quicker. Because the next card after that one was actually is intentions. What are your intentions? Focus on your intentions. A lot of people have a tendency to give up about 5 minutes before a miracle happens. This one here is a really cool one, too, because it basically points it out and say, okay, intentions. When you have problems with the intentions, take a deep breath and ask yourself, right at that moment, what do I really want? What would I really like to see the outcome of this whole thing be? What is that one thing? You know, the idea of wanting to meet somebody, what is the outcome for you? If you're looking for a long-term relationship that you want to get married, then the outcome for you is to see a person who wants you as much as you want them, who also wants the same things as quick as you do, too, as well. That's the one thing, too, people don't do. They'll sit and go, I want this significant other. And they say, I don't care how it happens, and I don't care what he wants or doesn't want. I just want one. And when you do that, sometimes you have a tendency to manifest whatever, and then sometimes you're not happy with it. They always find, the world always seems to work in your favor anyway, of getting you what you want. It's just that sometimes we don't recognize it out the bat. But there will be some people that we know for a fact that are attracted to the light. And when we create these things, we are creating light. We're almost like the people that are illuminating the path. And people say, I don't see no light. That's because you are the light. You and God are working one-on-one, working as one. So you're not, you know, you can't see something that you're a part of. And seriously, that's the idea of twin flames and soulmate connections, is to realize that you're already a part of somebody. What you're doing, what your job is to allow it to happen, allow it to come to you. Open your arms and say, you know something? I'm tired of being single. I'm ready for that. Might be, you know, it's like, look at the situation. I'm ready for all the miracles and blessings and craziness and all the experiences that come with that. I am ready to accept that right now. Seriously. See it. Feel it. Know it. And also from heaven, we got this thing that says all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So that four is just just reaffirming the confirmation that it's happening. It is happening as we speak. I also feel like I get an indication here with Archangel Raguel that the angels are opening up the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved. And if something that you're opening the door to a new relationship, this would basically say any kind of conflicts within those two people meeting, like say that person just came out of a bad relationship that's coming to you. It's the idea of seeing the angels are working with this person to open their hearts to realize the experience they just went through is over. That one's coming to open up and to embrace it. Same thing with you as well. You know, and then let's get to our cards here. Archangel Michael, embrace the power that you have and understand that he's protecting you from anything. When they say lower energies, what they're saying is thoughts and fears that could pull you down. That's lower energies. Because when you feed into fear or you have any kind of doubts of what's going on, you're feeding into those lower energies, and what they do is they pull you down. So what he's saying is he's helping you to keep focus, almost like he's saying the shield and the sword, which means cut the cords. Mm-hmm. When you feel attachments happening, cut them right there. And your final card. Almost like I want to get a drum roll. Anyway. Is surrender and release.
Yeah.
It's like a pitcher. He can't get anybody to swing at the ball unless he actually surrenders to the gravity and releases it.
Okay.
He puts his intentions on it and then he sends it out.
Okay.
And then he trusts that what he sent out there, because he really, after that point, he really can't control the ball. But he has faith that what he sent out is going to come back.
Okay.
And that's your final card. So it's like surrender, release. You got all this stuff going on around you, but just remember how powerful you are. Take a deep breath.
I know that, but
yeah,
I'm aware of that. That's definitely something I know. I have some friends over tonight. You know,
coffee.
There's one friend of mine who brought another guest, you know, that I met. Could you just tell me what you feel about that meeting tonight? I'm just curious.
It seems like it was a pretty intense connection. And you should look at that whole situation for what it was and feel it. You know, you look at the thing, goes, it's almost like you're curious about if anything could come out of it. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the friend that I met tonight, there's some kind of connection, but I was just, you know, sometimes you just feel like it's just you, you know. So I don't know. Because it was a friend of my old brother, another friend that I met for the first time tonight. And it seemed like there was a connection.
I get a connection that there is a connection there, but I'm not saying it can or cannot. I'm just saying what they keep focusing on is the idea of emphasizing on the friendship.
Friendship, okay.
Yeah, because the friendship actually indicates exactly how far it can actually go.
Okay.
So basically, embrace that friendship, where you do feel like there will be some things that you'll be sharing together. Because some people have a tendency to go out, and they'll go with people, that kind of stuff, but they have a tendency to focus too much on the person, or what they're feeling, what they're doing.
No,
what's going on?
What happened is, you know, the friend brought another friend, and you know, that I never met, and we were just talking. I saw, like, we are talking, I saw that we have a lot of things in common. Like, what I was saying, he was saying too, so I was like, okay.
Right.
You know, and the friend at one time said, like, well, I should just walk away here. You know, you guys have a connection here. That's what he said. So I was just, you know, but I don't know. I was just curious.
No, I feel like there's a lot of potential there. It's just the idea, like I said before, the thing I get the most is focusing on
friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's just going to be friendship. It's just the idea of focusing on that friendship. Even in the context of something becoming more coming as in a romantic relationship, you should always still focus on the friendship part and be friends.
Yeah, but this is not obviously somebody that I'm going to get involved with, right?
From what I can see, I would say yes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Open to receive.
But this is not that new love you're talking about.
What's that? One more time.
I said that's not the new love you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
I just get the impression it could be something. You could definitely sit here and look at the situation and go, you can definitely see something coming off of it.
Well, I mean, I know we had a good time and I felt something. You know, your intuition kind of tells you something there. It was that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, I felt like everything I was saying, he was saying the same thing. I was like, okay. So, you know, but that was a friend of a friend. So you're trying to be, you know, polite and respectful. You know, you don't want to cross the line, you know.
Oh, yeah, I understand. All I was saying was with the situation of looking at it, because it's like, don't dismiss the connection. Because there's definitely a connection there. You see what I'm saying?
So are we going to see each other again or we talk again?
I get the impression you will.
Okay. Because you offered anyway, so. But beside that, that was just that. But you see a new love coming into my life, obviously.
Yes.
What do I
that
need
I
to
definitely.
Do? Is there anything that I need to do when? I'm like, getting, you know, becoming impatient of you.
No, it's like the idea of opening up and see what can I do to actually speed things up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to do my best. I mean, I'm trying to stay focused. I don't even try not to get distracted by all the, you know, the tension around me, but you know, it's just you know, because my goal is to focus on meeting somebody that I'm looking for, you know. So I mean, I don't.
One thing I get the most, I'm just saying, one thing I get the most is realistically just be yourself.
Just be yourself. I don't even know what that means anymore. You know, just like.
Well, you need to find out.
No, I mean, I'm being myself right now. You know, I mean, I'm I'm doing, you know, the thing I'm saying to you.
Well, it's like looking at people. You know, it's like a situation like this. When you stop, when you sit there and when you're with somebody and you have a tendency to question certain things that you normally would do, actions, that kind of stuff,
yeah,
you're doubting yourself and you're not being yourself.
Okay, so then I'm doing the right thing then.
Right, so it's just the idea that when you're with somebody and you have a connection, that kind of stuff, is to, you know, freely express yourself just like you would with anybody and everybody.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying to you is a lot of time I get a lot of, you know, temptation. People want to talk to me, and I know those are the kind of people I want, so I just ignore them. So that's what I mean by being myself. At the same time, I could fall into the temptation and have fun with them, and that's not what who I am. You know what I mean? So I stay focused like that. And I'm like, you know what? That's not something I'm into. I'm going to ignore it and keep going. I know, you know, I want somebody in my life, but that's not what I'm looking for. And I keep going. So obviously
I'm being myself.
Because if I wasn't being myself, I could be fooling around. You know what I mean?
Exactly. When people, if someone sits there and says, I don't like the way you are, then they don't like you. So therefore, there's no sense continuing.
Yeah. So.
I do.
This is going to be your last question. I met this girl, you know, maybe a month ago or so, with this Dominican guy, and then we, you know, we were talking for a minute. He kind of even sent me pictures and all of that. After the New Year's, he sent me a text, and I responded, but we haven't spoken or texted each other since. And I'm just curious, what happened? Dominican, his name was Johnny, and I'm just curious what happened.
Oh, I just get the impression of somebody who's actually thinking too much.
Who, me? Really?
Well, it's just one of those things. They keep analyzing stuff too much, and they should be sitting there going with the flow too.
Well, I'm just curious. You know, you keep in touch with somebody and all of that, and then, you know. I mean, I had some kind of something in my mind, but I'm just curious if that's what it was. But I don't know.
Right.
So I don't know.
We
haven't communicated since New Year's.
I was trying to. I think when I see someone who's thinking too much, it means they're just not really. I see him inside, within himself. Almost like he's not aware that so much time has passed, you know? I was just thinking, if you want to try this again, you could call me tomorrow night. I'm just getting a little
tired.
Yeah, it's like I got this on my right side. It's like a little.
Okay, I understand
like,
that.
It's not a headache. It's like a nudge. I call it a nudge.
But you already answered my questions anyway. So, but anyway, it's getting late anyway. So.
I mean, I just get the impression with him, it's like, let him go. But when I sit here and look at him, it's like he's pondering and thinking, and you see him with all this stuff within himself, where it's like, I guess you would say he's being too self-centered.
I'm not going to hear from him again, or that was it?
I get the impression that you will hear from him again.
Really? Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, because he seems like a person, if he let himself out, it's not a bad thing. It's just the ideal. Like I said before, people need to start learning one thing. Be yourself when you're with somebody, when you meet them for the first time, because this might actually be the person you're supposed to be with. But if you're not acting yourself, they're picking feelings up from you. And that's where the confusion comes in, where you're like, okay, I feel this guy feels a certain way. Why is he not acting accordingly? And that's where the confusion comes in.
Is he dating anybody? He has anybody in his life?
You know, actually, I get no.
Okay. So what is all of this? I don't get it.
He's a dork. No, I'm just
but I mean, so why, because he sent me a text in New Year's, I responded, but I haven't heard from him since.
You will.
So, but is this something I should even pay attention to, or should just ignore it?
I get the impression you should ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but sometimes with situations when you ignore them, I had a couple of situations and things I've been focusing on, and as soon as I stopped focusing on them,
okay,
and
no,
my attention
I
was
taken
in a different
direction. Forget about it. I was
it's
even at one point, I was about to delete the number and just forget about it, you know. But I was just curious what happened, you know. I was like, okay, what is it? Does he have somebody in his life? Did he met somebody or what?
Oh, sometimes it's just the idea of the person themselves. I don't feel like, to me, when it comes to me, I don't get the impression of any meeting. I just get more of an inner conflict with him, what he wants
okay.
to do, what he wants to do, and just all this other stuff. Where it's like, I've heard people do this all the time, where they attract something into their lives, and they go, "I'm not ready for this." And you're like, "I wish someone would just look him right in the face and say, what do you mean not ready for this? You're the one that manifested
okay.
it. It would have never happened if you both wouldn't have been on the same page."
Mm-hmm.
The universe said, "Okay, you want this?" And they gave it to you. And then it's like the idea, one person, "Well, I'm ready." The other person's thinking. That's why I get with him. It's like taking a walk away from something that he already called in. So
yeah.
You don't look, you'll see it as any kind of, you don't see anything interfered. You just see a person who, I guess you could sit there and say, being spooked by feelings that were actually created, that were actually realized, let's put it that way.
So you think I'm going to get a call for him or text on him again?
Yeah, I do. Call and a text, text and a call.
Because I'm not going to get in touch with him. If he doesn't call, that's it. I was ready to look. That's it.
That's what you need to do. It's like the idea of taking it back to basics. When you met the person in the first place, you never called him. It just happened.
Yeah.
So that's what I see happening here.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling. And we'll
sure.
be here tomorrow night, too. We'll be here,
okay.
be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Actually, I guess we'd say since it's after 12, depending where you're at. Tonight. We'll be on tonight. But thank you again for calling, okay?
I'm sure I'll talk to you again.
Alrighty.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now. And on that note, we're going to sit here and say good night. And thank you for everybody. Let's put it this way. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. And for my friend Ruth Katie out there, like I said before, as always, I hope the best for you. And always open up and realize that you were born to be cherished, loved, and adored. And on that note, we'll say goodnight. Like I said before, thanks for everybody listening. Thanks for all the callers. If everyone gave us a call and do a private session with us, that number is 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Take advantage of our incredible prices, which is $33.33 for a 60-minute session, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. If you'd like to have a nice one-card reading, do so. That's only $9.99. If you need a 90-minute to 2-hour session because you want to do a card reading and maybe some life coaching or relationship counseling, or just past life reading itself. We could do them all in one reading, do the cards, the past life, the readings, that kind of thing. And you can take care of it in a 90 to 2-hour session. And those sessions are only going for $77.77 now. So therefore, it's all pretty much in your hands. Take advantage of it, please. And just jump out there. I guarantee you, when you sit down with me to get a reading, that'll be one of the best readings you've ever had. So, let yourself go. And we'll talk to y'all later. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Good night, everyone.